Hello and welcome to episode 51. Amigos, my name's Miami.
Bienvenido a Miami.
Yeah, we don't have Colin.
I know.
Again. Good. Riddance.
Oh,
Colin, we miss you. Colin is still traveling back from the Crucible.
Yeah, he's going to be here tomorrow night. Like,
sweet.
Late.
What? Okay. No, like, sweet David Caruso joke?
No.
Man, you and Josh. Josh does the same thing last week. He's like, you guys don't do the jokes anymore? I'm like, no, we ran out of fuel in that tank a long time ago.
The last ones, though, were real good.
Why do people even listen to this podcast?
I don't know.
We don't know.
They don't.
Maybe they don't. That's actually, fine. By the responses we've been getting on the boards, they probably don't.
Yeah, our page is like five posts. And you guys are on page 37.
Does responses? Because we sparked like a stupid
You podcast. Sure yeah. do.
And it's because people in that thread are copy-pasting Berg's is amazing, like, the sum up of the new Legion.
Also, didn't we post?
Did you not see that?
Didn't we post like 49 or something exactly when the keynote speech?
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Yeah.
We also posted.
I'm gonna bring that up. We're also not releasing at the right time. We're releasing a day late.
Okay,
this should be
doesn't matter
Wednesday. Because all that matters is Berg's had the most amazing mind's eye. Like insight.
We haven't introduced
ever.
Ourselves yet. By the way.
It's fine. Okay, I'm Crump and I play Circle.
Cricks.
Adam Minions.
Anyone. Time. Yeah, anyone.
Just Adam Minions.
Chance Rolls.
Lance Protector.
Chance Rolls.
Lance Protector.
So, Berg's showed a picture. So Berg's from the Northeast.
Yeah, you've said Berg's.
Yeah.
Like five times.
Who posted it?
He took a picture of the... What's the new Legion Gargassel called?
Belcher.
Charbelcher.
Lightbringer. He posts the artwork of it, and he says, when the snatch attacks, seriously, the arms could be the legs in stirrups and the blight wasps flying crabs.
So gross. That's so gross if you think
just
about
it. Just imagine it's
that?
A woman on
yeah,
the back.
I know. I saw the post.
Have you guys seen the movie Teeth?
I've never seen it, but I know
what
it is.
I know what you're talking about, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, vagina dentata.
What?
It's a medical condition where... teeth grow within a woman's vagina.
What?
And it's a horror movie called Teeth with this woman who basically bites off dude's junk.
It sounds like a comedy.
Did it?
I'm gonna lie.
It's like in the way that Human Centipede is a comedy,
okay,
I guess.
No.
We watched
it's
that
a
movie.
It's a B-movie horror Lance. Movie along the lines of original Evil Dead where it's trying, like, while Evil Dead 2 is literally a remake of the first one. And like,
but
so it's,
but
it's
with like Muppet creatures.
Yeah, but like, so with this one, it's like a horror movie. You can't tell if they're being like. I honestly, in watching it, thought they were trying to be serious and make a serious horror movie.
I think they were trying to.
Yeah.
Huh. This reminds me.
Watch your
junk,
people.
You guys see the device they've
just stick it in a Blightbringer.
The device they've created for like for women to have.
Chastity belts?
In their, like, vaginas, so if someone, like, goes to like, sexually violate them,
is this
it,
from
like,
the movie
spikes
Seven?
Their dick.
Whoa! Ugh.
Is this from the movie Seven?
Oh, man.
That's what I'm imagining right now.
Like,
that's...
apparently it's, like, an actual device they're implementing.
I'm imagining every single male version of our listeners just cross their legs right now, Clue style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're like, apparently implementing it in, like,
yeah, right.
Africa, because that's a huge, real huge error, like issue there.
India
and then,
too, actually.
Yeah, and it, you pretty much immediately catch the perpetrator because they've just put a cactus on their dick.
Wasn't that like a thing in the newest? Crap, I forgot the name of the movie.
But like, how awkward is it if you're like actually going to have like relations with your husband and you forgot to take it out?
I'm 100% sure that's never going to happen.
Any guy who knows his woman does it is going to double check that crap.
It's
immediately.
Just like, I mean, also, it's not going. Yeah. Anyway.
What?
What if?
The teeth thing got me on.
All right. Anyway, what are we doing today?
What if you're swimming and a little fish swims up your
Kandiru.
No, it's if you're peeing. It's if you're peeing.
No, it's if you're in the
you
water.
You can swim,
and
but it's all if right.
Can
peeing.
We get away from crotches?
Fine.
Like, you mean literally get away from crotch?
Yes, literally.
That's going to be really hard to do in this
get
room.
Away from your crotch.
Yeah.
Everybody get away from what? Fox's crotch.
Okay.
What are we doing today?
I don't know. Talking about
penises.
KDR.
As in Kador ADR?
Oh, great. We're going to have mango breath over here.
Adam's going to have some chocolate while he thinks about Kador ADR.
Every goddamn time. He cannot shove food in his mouth while we podcast.
Stop it! Stop scrambling things up in your chops!
He is like an 11-year-old.
He's like an 11-year-old.
Anyways, KDR.
Yeah.
Would you like some?
Mango Sunset Chocolate.
Ghirardelli Mango Sunset.
You guys, really, we like have to talk about KDR.
Pretty good.
We do. I'm bringing up my list right now. Okay. So
I didn't know you had KDR.
Yeah. We talked.
Wait. Why don't you just play Butcher Boat?
Exactly.
That's an option.
That's one.
Turns out one in Steamroller, you get two lists.
So is this like a segment you guys do about?
Yes. We're doing planning for ADR where we just start with the faction. We talk about the casters that are involved. Then we find one of them that we for sure want to do, and then one we want to get rid of for sure, and then we try to build a pair list to that first one.
So, like, when we did Signar, we were like, well, we sure don't want to play Constance Blaze, but Kray's pretty sweet. Let's play that guy.
So then we just built a Kray list, and then we built a complementary other list.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's just kind of our way of tackling it, and we kind of do the list builds live or ahead of time and then talk about them and make changes to things.
You know how sad Colin's going to be that he's not here for this now that he's on the Kator boat?
Is he on the Kator boat?
Yeah.
I mean, he is.
Nope. No way.
That doesn't even work. TDR? You just replace the A with a T.
Yeah, it's like
PBR?
Rolls duty roster.
PBR?
Yeah, that's what you did, though.
What? No, it's KDR. There's still an A.
Isn't TDR like a sound thing?
I don't know.
It's okay. K-H-A-D-R.
I legitimately forgot what four casters are on the... It's Zarkova, Butcher Zarkova, 1.
Butcher 1, Harkovich, and Strakov.
Strakov.
Yep.
I feel like this is Nigel's wet dream.
I'm sure it is.
Except Peace Orchard.
Consider this to be the worst ADR.
Yeah, it's because they're...
I don't know, Scorn maybe, but we've already seen someone win a fairly major event with the Scorn ADR, so
yeah.
It can be done. I think all four of these casters are worthy of taking. You just have to have a plan.
Yep,
right.
Zarkova has been like the sort of perennial, you know, she's terrible. She's not terrible. She's even more terrible than we thought. She's okay, but she's really not that great.
Like, I think you're skewed by Nate.
No, I'm... That's the way everyone has.
I mean, yeah. I lost. The thing is, lost to Nigel.
I mean, the big question with every ADR caster is, does giving them 20 points of specialists give them more wind underneath their wings?
Their wings.
I feel like that's almost the case for every single one of them.
I would think so, too, but just thinking off the top of my head, like, what, like, really transformative sideboards does Kator have, like, available to them? Like, you're like, oh, I'm going to switch out Nis Hunters and put in Kayazi Assassin. Oh, they're the exact same. Like,
well, one's got a ranged element,
right?
Versus the other. I mean, it's a matter of whether you want to turn into a gun line or if you want to go into a bit more of a melee.
Yeah.
Kind of force.
I'm actually legitimately asking from a point of basically.
He has no idea.
Like,
oh, okay.
I tried to make. I was helping Nate make some lists for Vlad 3 the other day
because
I was just like, I love Vlad 3. Like, let's make some lists. And we made some lists, and I was just like, the first 20 points were like super easy because it's just like, oh, Beast 09 is awesome. Like, put that guy in there.
Yep.
Like, Great Bears are sweet. Like, put those guys in there. And then I was just like, now what? And it's just like,
everything else is the same.
I guess all of the stuff that you always take forever.
Yeah.
Like, Yeah, this...
So, I don't...
Not quite as good.
I like the idea of Butcher, obviously, because I always say it. No, but what I like about the idea about Butcher is I like the idea of having, like, being able to take the pirates in and, like, have them be, like, your board. And then building almost...
How much are all the pirates?
Off. It's basically 20 points.
Yeah, it's pretty close to it.
Sea Dogs are 10 when they have a UA on them.
Okay.
And then each of the Pirate Souls is 2, and there's 4 of them, so that's 18.
Also, you need Press Gangers.
Yep. So,
but you could, if you wanted, you could just have one of those two units in your main list. So, and then...
Or you could have Hawk in your main list. She's just a good 2-point solo of awesomeness.
I mean, if you're doing nothing to shoot, if you're doing nothing to turn their guns on, then you might as well just take 2 units of Press Gangers because they're always tough and they have AD.
Right.
Well, the Butcher turns us. When you...
So you're saying put Valachev on them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they're even good without because of Fury.
I don't like that.
That's the whole point of the... Well, the Fury doesn't require faction.
Yeah, the feed does.
The only reason I don't like it, and
that
it's
the part of the Butcher boat was that you wanted the main unit of Sea Dogs to be under the feet.
It was pretty nice.
What were you going to say?
Yeah.
I just... it's sort of the Valachev the Valachev conundrum.
Versus walls.
Just every time you want to put Valachev on any unit that's not Nyss Hunters, it's like, probably better on Nyss Hunters.
The one unit I might disagree on are like Alexei and the Risen.
Sure.
That guy's pretty dumb on them.
Yeah, I mean, if they're like taking with Iris, right? Butcher maybe, I guess,
of
because
of
his like fury in his feet.
Yeah.
He kind of makes the little Risen guys into like super missiles, but.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, when I built a Butcher. Butcher was my go-to one. Like, for sure, we need to do his, because he's easily the most powerful of those five casts.
He's very clearly the bone they threw Kador players.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah, as you guys have mentioned it, the
you're
bone
like,
they threw.
You're like, you're like Zarkova, Strakov, what's the third one?
Harkovich.
Oh, my God, if this fourth one is Karchev, I'm literally going to kill myself.
Yeah, it's like, here's Butcher one.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, okay.
Wait. What if the Butcher is so obvious that it's wrong?
There's no chance of that.
Yeah.
have we said that on any other faction?
I just fucked a giant doobie. It's fine.
Right.
You got the Keanu Reeves thing.
This is the conspiracy Keanu. Like, what?
What's your Butcher list?
All right. So my Butcher list is actually just a pretty standard Butcher list. Like, it's just got three units, and they all hit hard, and that's essentially it.
God, I actually... This is terrible.
So it's Butcher... With Beastone 9 and a War Dog, of course. IFP with Black Dragon, or you could do regular with the Kovnik. Widowmakers with Marksman. Kyazi Assassins with Underboss. Selena with Valachev. And then I threw in... I had like 4 points kind of left over, but I was thinking about putting Ion and Holt in there, but I kind of want them to make up for all the other casters that we're going to have down the road that might need some armor fixing, because a lot of the other ones don't really help with hitting any harder, and Butcher hits... plenty hard just fine. So I just threw in Madeline Corbeau for a little bit of movement shenanigans for him, as well as Ragman because you got Pikeman in there. Now that's just the main list. On the board, I decided I wanted to do this list had kind of a mix of everything. It's got the melee units, it's got the infantry stuff and the shooting. I did not put Wintergard Infantry in here either for the same reasons I didn't do Ion on Hold. They're a very self-sufficient unit. They can work well with the other casters that we have. So for the sideboard, I basically decided to go all out on more melee. That if you had somebody across the board that didn't have a lot of shooting, you could just sideboard in a bunch of great more melee options and just overrun them with troops. So I basically did Doom Reavers, Fenris, and then Iris 3. And that was the sideboard. I mean, or 3 points of whatever you decide you wanted to. But I just decided, like, let's load it up with... If there's somebody over there that does not have enough shooting, then you can just throw Doom Reavers at them. And under the feet, they do plenty of work.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was pulling War Room up.
Sure.
What is the entire list all over again, please?
Okay. I'll just answer. It's Butcher Beast 09.
It's pretty standard stuff.
Yeah, you might want to hit that army button. It keeps blanking out because it's War Room. It's Butcher Beastone 9 with a War Dog, and then just like a couple shooting elements like Widowmakers plus Marksman, because those things under feet turn are amazing. Nyss Hunters with Valachev.
Oh yeah,
IFP.
This is like a really standard list.
Yeah, it's a very standard Butcher list. But then I decided to sideboard out just a ton of melee options that you could slide in whenever you wanted.
My affectionate name for that list has always been Bring Blast Damage or Lose.
Right.
Yep. If you don't bring blast damage, you're going to lose.
Oh, like if I don't bring blast damage?
No, the enemy.
The person playing against that list.
Right.
If they don't bring blast damage, they lose.
Right.
Just period.
Right. So that'd be something that you can kind of play around with the idea of.
I'm trying to think, like...
So would a sideboard to affect blast damage be better? Like something like a Demolisher?
That's what I was
like
just thinking.
And maybe running it with Andre or something?
Are Demolishers girded?
Yeah.
Yes.
Those are the 25-point... Or the 25 armor.
25 armor. Well, they're clamjacks. They're the 9-point clamjacks with the guns on the top of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Those and are not bad with girded. Butcher either. Those are the ones with 2 4-inch AoEs.
Yep.
Maybe.
Those are pretty solid.
So that might be... Because, that's the big thing is, like, that's what I wanted. That's what I was looking for in my sideboard.
Right.
Is it's like, so what is this list weak to? And then you want the sideboard to basically just be like, on the off chance that I play this list and I throw it up against something that it's weak to, then I can just be like, screw you.
Yeah.
I am no longer weak to this, you know.
But then it just armor skews the crap out of this, because this is mostly infantry-based, and if I can armor skew it, then that's not a bad idea.
How demolishers are 9 points?
9 each.
So you would basically have to take out all of your... So you have 2 Doom Reavers and...
Doom Reavers, Fenris, and Iris, too.
So, you
but
have
we could use her. We could use her in another list.
Yeah, you definitely want to put her in your other list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. She's good in every list, right?
She certainly is, and definitely Kaver wants to take her in every list they have.
What other?
But with this one, they got Valachev, so you do get warding a little bit, and the Doom Reavers don't really necessarily need it because they're spell warded anyway.
Someone's probably going to tell me that I'm an idiot and Demolishers are terrible and never worth.
No, they're great.
They're not terrible. They're okay.
Do you want two of them or just one?
I don't know. Maybe one.
If you want to cover a lot of the units, the problem with Butcher is he has no way of speeding them up. Like they're as fast as they are. He has no energizer.
Full throttle lets them slam for free so that they can just slam with
But boosted. That's three focus off of Butcher.
But you're getting four focus worth of slams.
Kind of, yeah, I guess that's true.
Because it's boosted, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true. And so they don't open when they slam.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Right. I mean, that's not great.
Yeah.
It's not great, but I'm trying to think.
I mean, and then you can kind of bunker them up, too, with...
Do you have any other anti-blast damage models? Like, any units, maybe... Do you own Boomhowlers?
I own them, yes.
I kept trying to get Nate to put Boomhowlers in his list, and he's like, I don't own Boomhowlers. Damn it, they'd be so good.
No, we own them.
There's the objective that's girded.
I mean, then you got to move Valachev over to them to get them affected by the feat, or you just put them on Fury and hope that POW 15s are good enough.
I'm just like, because Demolishers are great in that you'd be taking out models that are vulnerable to blast damage, replacing them with models that are immune to blast damage, but and then like also providing some immunity to other models. But like girded is such a bad rule on anything that's not a huge base, and it's not even great on a huge base. It's just because like it restricts your positioning so hard because now you have to position whatever unit you brought around a speed 4 large base, and it's so restrictive. So, I mean, it definitely does give you, like, if you can somehow manufacture that situation where you're like, oh, they have no way of killing these Iron Flesh Nis Hunters or Iron Flesh Kayazi, and I'm going to sit them in this zone, you know.
Yeah, I was trying to take advantage of that, too, because he's the only Iron Flesh caster in ADR for Kador.
Yes, sure. Yep.
So I kind of wanted to put him with the units that made the most advantage of Iron Flesh that could be cycled out.
Yeah, that's smart. That's definitely smart.
But I don't... Yeah, I mean, I don't mind putting a Demolisher. The problem comes with that being 9 points is that you got to throw in, like, a one-point thing because a lot of the main list is basically 10-point modules of things. It's, like, 8 and 2. Mm-hmm. Or the Nis Hunters is 10 to with 2 to 12 for Valachev. Mm-hmm. So...
Honestly, you might just go with your original idea. You might just have had the best original idea. Of just keeping the... Going all in on melee or all in on range, depending on what you're...
Right.
Because I don't hate that idea either. That's just a thought that occurred to me as I was like...
No, that makes good sense. Because that's something I didn't think about.
This was like a really popular style of Butcher, like way, way, way back in the day at the beginning of Mark II's. People were just like, you know, oh man, like if I take Nis Hunters and Kazi Assassins and put Iron Flesh on them, you know, if you don't have blast damage, you lose. Or if you don't have any way of indirectly killing them, you know. And then... the other upside of taking them with Butcher is that you get Iron Flesh on them, and he pretty much makes it so they can kill whatever they want.
It's true.
You know? So
the one thing I think this list might be missing is Saxon Orc.
Yeah, that's what I was
because
thinking.
I think,
especially with if you're going to do the Doom Reaver,
right? The thing is, he only unfortunately only affect one at a time, but
better than nothing.
Better than nothing.
I mean, what about
so
just
maybe
converting,
better than Madeline or something?
What about like just that? Converting the Doom Reavers into another unit of IFP?
Double up IFP?
Yeah, I mean...
And do, like, a regular unit of IFP?
Because you can Fury them.
Sure.
So they're, like, better than Doom Reavers. Because you get, like, 10 of them. And...
Yeah.
They're POW 16.
Yeah, and Shield Wall.
Yeah, they're much more
survivable.
It's
not a bad idea. Yeah.
Plus, then you don't have to worry about stupid command checks.
How many points is Fenris? 5?
Yeah.
5.
5 ball.
5 ball? Because I really like Widowmakers.
Yeah, I already have them in
They're
there.
In the list.
Oh, good.
They're in the
Widowmakers plus Marksman is in the main list.
And I also really like Kayazi Eliminators.
They were in a version that I had, but let me put in the... If I put in the Iron Frame Pikemen in with the regular UA...
I'm just saying stuff that I like. I actually think your list is really good, Lance.
Right.
So,
I appreciate that.
I mean, you can just keep it if you want and try it. I was just trying to spitball.
For listeners.
Yeah, trying to spitball some stuff.
No, I do like the idea of a second unit of Bite.
Thanks, Fox.
A second unit of Iron Frame Pikemen... Regular UA gives them the Relentless Charge, which is pretty awesome. And then I could throw Saxon in that sideboard. That'd be 12, so then I would just have 8 points left that I could throw in something like a... Like Manowar Dracoon. Holy crap, does that guy kill stuff like super dead.
If I played Kator, I would probably put a Man of War. I would just play every list like 5 points.
Yep.
Already spent. Like
Man of War Dracoon with dismount.
Because Man of War Dracoon is awesome. And I love Counter Charge. And yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Do you, Chad? Do you?
He loves it when he gets to use it.
Yeah, exactly. Lance knows.
Yeah, I know what's up. Let me throw that guy in, and then let me throw in...
Stupid gun carriage.
Cinerus.
Gun Cinerus.
Carriage. Severus. Manowar Dacoon with that. And Saxon McGorick.
So what's the final...
Yeah, I'm just going to make... Hang on, I'm going to make this change real quick. And then, so I've got 3 more points in the sideboard.
Did you get Iris in there?
I did not, because we might want to use... We could do P Iris.
Sure.
And then use Epic Iris for one of the other lists, and just have her in as a sideboard for, like, War Machine, basically. Is everybody cool with that idea?
Sure. What were you saying?
Okay, so the sideboard, for example, the first army is the same. Sideboard would be Iron Fang Pikeman with standard UA, the regular UA, so with a Relentless Charge, Saxon Oryk, Iris 1, and a Man of War Dracoon with the dismount. That's 20 points of sideboard. Mm-hmm. That would be nice to like slide in and out fairly easily. Because there's 10 points here and there. Like the Dracoon is 5, Saxon Oryk, and Iris 1 is 10 points. Or then the 10 points for the Iron Fang Pikeman. They could slide in for the Assassins.
Yeah, the
Coyotes. Or something like that. I think for the most part, the Nis will probably stay through. Because most of the thing about the other ones, other than, say, like Strakov, they don't really, the fates don't matter that much to where you need Valachev in any of the other lists. Like, Valachev is has his most amount of value in Butcher 1. So making him be in here and putting him on Nis because that's just the best option for
him. Quick question.
Yeah.
You don't have the Winterguard build in that, right?
I do not. Because they're such a self-sufficient unit, it's worth putting them in other characters because they can just do the job on their own without a lot of buff and support.
True.
I mean, Butcher would like using them, but if I put a rifle core in here or something, then Joe gets used and all of a sudden he can't be
on
those
other lists. Well, if they don't go into the other list, if for some reason they don't go into the other lists, Joe and then a full boat, I know. But it's like 13 points. If for some reason they didn't, it's 10 points.
It's
13 for the full boat.
Oh, yeah, with the Rocketeers. Yeah.
You're not going to not take the Rocketeers. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking for 10 points, easy side out. That's why I was not having them on, though.
So just standard infantry with UA and then Joe. You kind of want those additional 3 guys. They end up being pretty worthwhile. So, all right, so we'll finalize the main list if everybody's cool with that. We'll do Butcher 1 with Beastone 9 and Wardog. Iron Fang Pikeman with Black Dragons with the Kovnik. Widowmaker Marksman. I put in Madeline Corbeau in this one. Ragman. Kai's the Assassins with Underboss. Nis Hunters with Valachev and Widowmakers.
Sweet.
And then the sideboard of Man of War Dracoon with Dismount, Saxon Oryk, Iris 1 for your War Machine matchups, another unit of Iron Fang Pikeman with the standard UA.
So not Black Dragon UA.
Black Dragon's in the main one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So
well,
Black
you can
Dragon
have
2 on
one
Black
side. Dragons. That's
yes,
what
you
I was
can.
Clarifying.
Yeah, you can. But I thought this one would be better with the Relentless Charge.
Yeah, yeah.
Agreed. And then you could technically sideboard that out. Even if you wanted the Black Dragons out of the other one, you could pull the Black Dragons out, put the main ones back in, and rock and roll is necessary, and be in the regular list with the other regular one. So, sure. I mean, it gives you a little bit of an extra flavor. That's something that Kator kind of has. Even in the same unit, they can have a little bit of variety in those. So, anyone else have any concepts or ideas in that one? No? Okay.
Nope. I think it's
trying to figure out the stupid other list.
Can we play the worst caster?
2. I did not Harkovich. I cut Harkovich.
I was
going to
say,
out.
Let's play Harkovich.
Or agree with you, Lance.
Sorry.
Why not?
Cut Harkovich out. I built a Zerkova and a Strakov list Harkovich that we can review.
Adam. I know. That's what we do.
Do you have a preference which one you want to start with?
I'm not going to lie. I think he might be okay with ADR.
Really?
For the rationale that you can just be like...
Sideboarded in Conquest.
6 Kator heavies.
That's so bad, though. Like, nobody cares about 6 Kator heavies.
I mean...
Like, they're kind of a pain in the ass on the one turn. And you just wait, and then they don't do anything.
No, not if they're all arm, like, 21.
Yeah.
It's like... Spriggan.
So it's going to take
behemoth.
6 Spriggans and a behemoth. 5 Spriggans and a behemoth. a new sitcom coming to NBC this fall.
Five Spriggans and a Behemoth. What happens when Five Spriggans adopt a Behemoth? Hijinks ensue Tuesdays at 7.
Like, I was just thinking it might have some merit considering.
We could build one for him too. That's
no, fine. I'm like, this was just the only thing I was like. That could legitimately be a problem. It's just like 4 or 5 Kator heavies. The traditional problem is that you're like, hard convinced with 5 Kator heavies. LOL Weapon Masters. But then you can like side out those heavies for like Winter Guard, Riflemen, and Joe.
Oh,
and
you can like, side out like 3 of those heavies.
Yeah. Well, 2. Because they're like 10 points.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't.
So then it's still Harkovich with 3 heavies against Weapon Master.
Man,
if you're gonna do that, I would want to do it with like 5 of the Arm 25 Jacks, because he can broadside.
God,
because
the cutesy.
And then they can activate and close back up.
Yeah, the only issue is I think those Jacks just
are like, bad.
Yeah,
it's just Kator Jacks. Period are just bad, which is why Harkovich is
bad. Pal 15s aren't horrible. I mean,
no, those Jacks are pillow fisted as crap. Harkovich does not have armor like skews.
Non character Kator Jacks. Are just not good.
No, Spriggans are good.
They're okay.
They're legit.
They're legit.
Why are they armor 19? Like, have you ever thought about that?
Because they have a shield.
Yeah, why couldn't they just be armor 22 with a shield and armor 20 with...
For the same like, reason that an Earthborn doesn't have a shield.
But he's the same armor as a regular, like, Dire Troll.
No, it's because he's on...
he always sees things through the lens of trolls.
Chad, the reason why... Is that he is on...
He brought trolls up.
He did. I'm not saying you did.
Will you let me tell you why?
Go ahead.
Just let me tell you why. It's because he is on the same chassis as the Clamjacks.
He is, actually.
But they're armor 17.
Yeah, I don't know. Kator...
Because of this. Wait, no.
Kator can't
math. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Kator can't math good.
Yeah.
It's... In Kator...
That's not 17
equal 19.
That's not a part of their curriculum.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's just a question.
Spriggan flare you.
I don't know.
Okay. So we're done talking about Hamkovich. Is that... Yeah.
Fine.
So screw it.
We can try it. We can do a live list build.
How about we build Sorsha one?
I mean... Sorsha one? Yeah. I got it.
She's an ADR, right?
Okay, all right. Legit.
So I have a list for Strakov and for Zirkova. Which one do you want to start with?
Well, let's do Strakov. Let's do Zirkova.
Let's do Zirkov.
Zirkov. All right, Zirkova?
Zirkrakov.
Zirkrakov? All right, Lady Z.
Lady Z.
Here we go.
Well, how do you pronounce this?
Is that like...
Oops.
Is that Tolden like, Commander Zirkova?
Is that like Lady Zed? Like Lord Zed?
Right, exactly.
Tarvod. Anyway.
Oh, like the seal?
The lens.
The lens of Tarvod? Okay. So, what did I have in here for her?
What's your
looking
list?
Looking through the stuff. My list...
God.
Zirkova with Silas, of course. She's got Demolisher, Devastator, and Spriggan.
Holy crap.
And then you make use of Watcher and Force Blast.
But, God, all these jacks suck.
What?
I hate the Clam Jacks.
Why?
Because they're pillow fisted.
Okay.
Keep going on, ladies.
All right.
Don't let him.
Beast is in Butcher. So,
Beef for Butcher.
Winter Guard Boat with Joe. Widowmakers, threw in Reinhold for the spellcasting, of course. Lady Anna Masterholt, and then Tack to protect her. On the sideboard specialists, I threw in Gormund the Wolf, Kha'Zix Assassins with Underboss, Kha'Zix Eliminators, and the Great Bears.
You probably want Gormund in the main list.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
You can decide him over.
Oh, you're right. You know,
I just put a 70-point list of everything that Zirkova wants.
Because I realized I did this too when I was making my sideboards. Because I'm like, God, this main list looks terrible.
I think
but it's literally because you have to like do this weird massaging to get like all the...
Yeah, exactly. Points. Exactly.
We do this every week where someone's like, that model should be in the main list. And we're like, it doesn't matter.
It can be. Guess what? It's totally possible.
It actually slightly matters. It matters when your opponent... And you.
Why can't you do this?
Do what?
Boosh. I just attached 42 rocket crews.
Perfect.
It matters for when you and your opponent are both playing ADR.
Right.
That's the only reason that it would matter.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you got to choose your lists at that exact moment.
Oh, yeah.
And then if they've got something that's particularly screws over Gormund, then you're in trouble. So the idea is that the Jacks can kind of be sided out relatively easily with other points of things. But I did throw in the boat because, again, they're so self-sufficient. Widowmakers are always solid. Master and Holt fixes the armor problem. Mm-hmm. Tack protects her till late game. Reinhold's there for the spell casting. And then for the most part, the Jacks are just there to be somewhat of an armor skew on top of taking advantage of Force Blast with the two Clam Jacks and then Watcher on the Spriggan. Mm-hmm. And then helping with the shooting with flavors
and
stuff.
I feel like your main list is over by a couple of points.
Not according to this. Zarkova, Silas, Demolisher, Devastator, Spriggan.
Yep.
Full Winterguard Boat.
Yeah.
Reinhold. Widowmakers. Ionenholt. Tack. That's it. That's 56.
Sorry, I thought you said a marksman.
No, no problem. Specialists, Gorman the Wolf, Kaya's the Assassins plus Underboss, Eliminators, and Great Bears of Gallowswood. So pretty much everything that wasn't in the Butcher list that could fix hitting harder the way that Kador needs to is available on top of supplementing her spellcasting.
Did you say Behemoth on the sideboard?
I did not put Behemoth.
There's no Behemoth in either of these lists!
Actually, it's in my Strakoff list, but that's all right.
Well, we're not going to spare Strakoff and Zarkova.
No, we're not.
I thought Behemoth was in the Butcher list.
No. Yeah, Beast 09 is.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah.
It's okay. Easy to confuse.
Reach is really necessary for him.
Yeah, I mean.
With no way of speeding up those jacks, no boundless charge or anything like that. And actually, I have it in the Strakoff list attached to Andre. Because the plus four speed is pretty sweet. And he's just saying,
Wasn't there a. Wasn't there a theme force?
Yeah, it's pretty it's pretty restrictive, though.
Very restrictive.
So it's not super restrictive, and it's actually, I think, a pretty good theme force because it allows you to take... It gives you a point discount on all your jacks. Uh-huh. It bumps up all the Grey Lord FAs by one, so you get two units of that really good cav.
Yeah, two Outriders.
And then it gives you some other bonuses. I'll just read them really quick.
Is this the main one or the no quarter tier?
The no quarter, because her original tier is garbage.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So
the one with Vanguards.
Yeah. It's her battle group can include Vanguards and then their friendly faction, obviously, and increase the FA on non-character Grey Lord and Chaosing units by one. Tier 2 is the army includes Gorman DeWolf, because M1 Grey Lord unit. And then for each Grey Lord unit, you put a 3-inch AoE cloud effect
20 inches.
They lead play after the first round, so it's irrelevant. Tier 3 is play some Chaosies, get advanced, or 2 inches tier deployment, and then tier 4 is play some Warjacks, get reduced cost on Warjacks. So it's not a terrible tier.
4-point Vanguards.
I was thinking, it's like, oh my god, it's like she's the original Gaston.
No, kinda. They were testing that rule out to see
so
if
you could
be balanced.
Put like a Conquest in, and you could sideboard it out for like 5 Vanguards.
I was more so thinking just like multiple heavies, but
that's probably
you know, we could do the Conquest thing, I guess.
why not?
Well, didn't people play her with a Conquest?
Like,
didn't you play her with a Conquest?
I did.
Beat out Shaper. Like decent. Yeah. Well,
every time we talk about the Zarkova tier, I got to talk about how
you
beat
have to say it. Yeah.
It was more Final Ones tier.
He's playing trolls now, so that's literally never going to happen. Again.
No, definitely not.
So why not just be a Behemoth and another Jack, like a Juggernaut?
I'm just saying, like, sometimes you can look at these theme forces. Like, most of the time, theme forces are so restrictive and uncreative that you're like,
yeah,
you know, oh, it's just the one list. But, like, every once in a while, you get one where you're like, well, I can change this stuff into this other stuff,
you
and I can get, like, a kind of weird different list, and I still have the bonuses.
I don't think you can take Behemoth in her
you
list.
You do not. You cannot. Yeah. You get to take...
character.
Yeah, that's why...
Non-character Jacks.
Warjacks with ranged weapons and Marauders.
Yeah. So... Having 2 units of Grey Lord Cav and like 3 units of Eliminators is pretty sweet,
so,
though.
So here's my question. If you put the Behemoth in the board and you then side out the Vanguards.
Like,
no, we're not playing her theme. And
you can't have Behemoth
in literally just went over that.
No.
Your sideboard has to match the tier 2.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
you can't just all of a sudden be
otherwise,
tier.
Basically, all my lists would be like theme forces. Yeah. Be like, theme force all day, every day. Just kidding. Don't want it this time. Oh, my God. That would be so good. I think they should. Zarkova would be legit.
Yeah. I definitely don't. I didn't think about doing the tier just because I felt like it was restrictive, but maybe it's not.
So back to the. I think it probably is for this. Intents and purposes, especially with all the like merc options that you're passing up,
right?
That got left behind, as well as
off butcher list.
You could put them in the butcher list and just have like,
I guess
the most loaded.
It's so overkill.
Yeah,
with butcher, like he just
and
he doesn't really
meta,
make use
that's
of
what
it.
You got to do. Overkill everything.
I guess. I mean, maybe if you run into the meat mountains and the The high arms overkill. Skews you need to have Ayana and Holt. And
Bradius overkill.
No, that's definitely, nothing's going to fight Bradius in these ADR lists, really.
Boo, Nyss Hunters.
Nyss Hunters with Fury and Butcher's Feet will blow that list
up. Oh, okay, that's true. Boom,
yeah.
Boom, okay, well, then,
yeah, they'll shoot, so there those, you go. They'll shoot those mannequins, too.
It's covered.
I love
Twigmans.
Yeah.
Because that's what I thought it was like. It was like, yeah, trolls with Madrak 2 and Nyss Hunters. It's like, get after Bradagus.
Yeah.
All right. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking he's back to your original list.
Okay. Yeah.
So why
do you see it again?
No, I got it. What's the Jack choice? Like, why the Jack choices, I guess, is... I think I know what you're going for.
For the most part, the blast damage, the force push for scenario play.
Uh-huh.
And then Watchers on the Spriggan, because she has no real way of increasing speed otherwise, so it kind of gets to move itself, and then it has its normal threat range of having reach, and Beast of Nine's in the other list. And we're out of reach Jacks at that point. Mm. So that's the problem, is Kikador's got a limit on...
Yeah, yeah.
So this is your 100% scenario list, like scenario or nothing?
Kind of.
Boomhauer's,
like, kind of has to be.
Boomhauer's need to go in this list.
You think so?
Yeah. No, he's so good.
He can Force Blast, Influence Assassinate someone.
That's true. Fox knows all about that.
I know all about. I know all of the vectors. I've seen it.
God damn.
I know
you're the worst.
Boomhauer is for sitting in a, like, I would, I mean, because then you could take the Spriggan out or something like that.
Sure.
And just put them in and have them be sweet to just go and run for the other zone while you're just, like, dominating your own with, like, pushing guys out with bulldoze and
before Banishing Ward works on them, too. That's nice.
Does it?
Yep. Yeah, it's friendly. I was double checking that.
That's not terrible. I mean, it's usually probably going to be irrelevant, but...
I mean, should I get rid of... Boomhauer's 10, right?
Nine.
So let's get rid of one of the Clamjacks.
Yeah?
Sure, you could do that.
I mean, the Spriggan, I feel like, is the real punching power in the army.
That's true.
I don't want to get rid of that guy.
No, you're right.
So if we get rid of the Devastator, Devastator is probably the one that would be the least amount, but it was kind of, it allowed me to play like the two zone game where I could have a Clamjack in each zone to force push as I need to, and then just have the Spriggan sitting there waiting in the middle to, like, where am I gonna go? Where am I gonna go?
I don't know, I kinda like the Devastator.
More than the Demolisher?
Yeah, Reign of Death is really good.
It is. But I was more like looking to girder the Kha'Zi Assassins or the Eliminators in my sideboard and have that be an option.
True. I don't know.
For the blast damage kind of reasons that you mentioned before, because I really don't have any way of buffing death in this other than slowing their army down with a feat, I guess, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, get rid of either the Demolisher or the Devastator, throw in Boomhauers. And then all of her spells and effects will technically work for them, which aren't very many, but she'll just Icy Grip something and let them hit it, I guess. Not that they really have a problem hitting things. The more problem is them doing a lot of damage.
I see them like running towards the enemy zone... And then you kind of playing with your Winter Guard and other stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Middle of the table or whatever, towards your zone.
Right, right.
You clear them out with Force Blast and killing them. Yep. And then the Boomhauers just stall for they do what they do.
Yeah. The only issue I have is that, like, I don't... So I like the idea of having, like, the two Armor 25 Clamjacks to, like... Just like bulldoze stuff in scenario and get Force Blasted or whatever that spell's called. Yep. Is that the name of the spell?
Yep.
And like that's cool and has a lot of scenario power because then like they can't come back in if you're playing well enough or many times they don't have the pieces to easily remove those jacks so you can like do it again the next turn. The issue I have then is like those jacks are basically just...
They're not doing anything. They're not like, making any work.
Well, yeah, so...
Yeah.
The rest of the list needs to do that, and I don't know if the pieces that you currently have, like, deal with things like heavies, like other heavies. I mean, like, the Great Bears are in there.
He's got Ayana and Holt
and Winter Guard.
Yeah.
And a Spriggan, like... That seems good. Do you have Great Bears in this list?
It's in the sideboard. So, yes. Sideboard.
I said the Great Bears. I literally said the Great Bears.
Yeah, he bet you I wasn't listening to you.
Obviously.
That happens every time.
That's just like my concern is like on the surface.
Yeah, and that's why I didn't think like the Boomhauers really didn't have the punching power that I was looking for.
Yeah, no, they don't.
And that's why I didn't really think about them in this list. But I understand your point, at least in terms of playing the scenario game, is the long drawn out play of letting like the Spriggan just slowly go.
Can I look at this list and I'm just like, this list lacks a game plan. You know, like an obvious one anyway.
Not an obvious one, yeah. But
Force Blast and
the little individual elements is what I was talking about.
Obviously.
No, not
my usual list design that's almost always garbage. But it's because of this kind of, like, these little elements doing a bunch of different things. Like, you know, the clamjack scenario play was one thing, and then having, like, a bunch of sprays, like trying to slide guys out to a side and then spray up the middle with them.
That's good.
Yeah. And then, I mean, again, I put Widowmakers in everything for the most part.
Yeah. I was just trying to on the table. So.
And I was just trying to throw other heavy things, you know, basically stuff that was missing from the Butcher list, I tried to throw into this one. Mm-hmm. So it is very much a hodgepodge with not a lot of, like, clear, definitive one plan.
Yeah.
It's more of just, like, a bunch of little solutions to things in an attempt to take some of these casters that are really, I mean, they're fairly pillow-fisted, the rest of the casters. So you've got to make that hit, first hit alpha really hard or be able to do something scenario-wise. Otherwise, you're just going to get steamrolled if you try to play anything too soft or too susceptible to blast damage or whatever else. Hence why the sideboard had a lot of really hard-working stuff going in it for similar reasons. And if Saxon's in that other list, then it can't be in this one, so I'm going to have to screw on Pathfinder, which is probably why I'm thinking if I was going to do the Butcher list the way I built it, that Strakoff would probably be the other buy, because his feat solves the Pathfinder problem for the one turn to make them a little bit crazy.
God, why is the Grolar not out?
Trust me, the Grolar would have been in a lot of these lists if they were out.
Yeah, let's just put it in.
I mean, yeah, that's what I did.
No, I'm serious. We did that with, like, a Crix one, like, 2 weeks ago when we put, like, an
It's true. You put the Inflictor in there.
Yeah, I'm being serious, too. That's what I do when I'm making all my lists.
High five.
So unreleased models. No, you're not getting the high five. No, rejected. High
five. Ooh.
Okay, so I like the idea of having the devastating beatbacking, or not beatbacking, bulldozing, force blast plane.
Yep.
But, God, the rest of your list needs to do work. Yeah. And, like, a lot of it.
Yeah. Do work.
Yeah.
So what does Kador have that can do a lot?
The Widowmakers will do work.
Yeah.
Winter Guard.
Yeah.
They do a ton of work.
Yeah.
They, like, never don't do work.
You play them terribly.
Also, can't you take things like Kel Balok and...
Ken?
Yes. Yep.
Put more snipers in there?
You can play Zarkova's 18. I don't know, it's probably not good.
It's probably way worse.
It's probably really not good.
No, Zarkova's 18.
It's like they replaced George Zarkova Clooney with...
Zarkova is 18.
I can get rid of... On the sideboard, I can get rid of...
It's getting so awkward in here.
In the sideboard, I can get rid of the Eliminators for 3 points, throw in Kel Balok, and then, like, a point for a Goblin Tinker to fix some of those Clamjacks when they actually take damage.
I mean, think of where, like, the Clamjacks are going to be on the table.
Yeah, they're going to be way
He's out. Not going to...
That's what I was...
Yeah. I didn't have him in there for that exact reason, but I need another point, and Reinhold's already in the list, so there's not another option, unfortunately.
Man, I'm so sad about this ADR. Every time I get excited about a caster, we don't do that caster.
Harkovich?
It's twice.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You pick the one that no one's going to do, and you get sad about it when they don't do it.
The time before, it was... Malok Mark II.
You want to talk about it. I mean, we have nothing else going on. Let's just talk about our forecast.
He is bluffing.
He's bluffing.
His rask off.
I want to know who Hawk
is.
Nice,
Fox. Nice.
Not the first time that's been said. You know that, right?
Wait. Oh, no. That spell's probably Battle Group.
What, Watcher?
Damn it. No, yeah. Force Blast.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%.
That was going to be so sweet.
if you could
Force Blast, like, freaking Malakov's Jax.
Jax.
That'd be legit.
Why?
What?
Why?
Because Malakov's Jax are sweet.
That's true.
Like, Malakov running a Grolar is the most exciting thing to happen in Kador in a very long time, especially when you have a caster with Boundless Charge. It's bananas.
Yep.
I'm waiting. The Grolar comes out, I will be playing Kador again for 100% sure.
Butcher 3 was really exciting for Kador.
So he's really good with
Kador. A make-believe model.
I'm just saying that, but that thing is... It's Kador Jax with incredible speed, knockdown, gunshots. Mm-hmm. I mean, you basically just charge a million miles away, knock something down, and then just open fire on everything else around him.
Are you talking about the Grolar? The mythical Jack that doesn't exist?
The mythical Jack that can never exist for some
reason. Mine doesn't either.
It's like a unicorn.
So what... I guess... Which of these lists are we going to drop against Crix? I guess no one plays like Lich anymore, so like Xcarnate's not a giant kick in the nads.
I have Pete Any Dojo.
I would probably say the Zarkoba one,
which
just
I
from
think probably hoses the Pete Butcher list.
Do you have a gun line in Butcher?
Yes. There's
Behemoth
well, Nis.
It's just Nis. It's one line.
So, no. One gun and then line. There's just a ton of melee. But that would be something that you could sideboard in, like, Doom Reavers in the front of and
ooh,
let them
wait.
Go to town. That would be a decent Crix drop. Or this one would have Banishing Ward and Icy Grip and whatever else. I mean, there's definitely options to be played.
Oh. Hey, what? Why don't you let me add this to the list, you stupid War Room?
Because War Room, that's why.
You cannot have Outriders. It just will not permit them.
Oh, you want Outriders in this list?
I don't know.
Somewhere in here?
I was trying to think of, like...
just all of the sprays.
When you can't play the scenario game.
Right. Which can happen.
Although, I guess the when you can't play the scenario game is when you're going to be playing against, like, Colossals, and then you're just going to play P-Butcher and be like, nice Colossal brah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they're playing ADR and they side out their Colossal.
That's fine.
I know. I'm just saying.
And then they put in a bunch of dudes, and you're like, sweet, bunch of dudes. Go at it.
And you murder that.
Oh, God, is there, like, some sort of sweet hot swap sideboard where we just go to, like, blast damage for Butcher and just boosh.
Actually, that's why I was asking about the Winter Guard boat.
Or a Winter Guard boat with just the little AoE threes.
I mean, if it was, I'd be the Behemoth if you want blast damage.
Yeah.
And apple carts.
Is there 2 points that you can drop for Beast? Like, so you can drop Beast and 2 points to put in the Behemoth in the main list for that Butcher
boat? For the old Butcher list?
Yeah, for the Butcher list.
Probably.
God.
There's a lot of little 2 point solos that, like, caster stuff, like, Madeline Corbeau could go.
Kador is terrible.
I actually
for
like
ADR.
That.
It's really hard. To, it's like freaking
I don't know.
Kador
maybe I'm an idiot, but I actually like
it's
that.
It's terrible.
They're so linear.
I know.
It's okay. You're not going to hurt.
Way. I mean, so are trolls.
You're not going to hurt Lance's feelings.
Really.
So place Minoth.
What do you think about that with the Butcher? Dropping the Beast and then
sure.
And Madeline Corbeau to put in the Behemoth.
I've spent this like past like all of you have been talking for like 15, 20
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I just
yeah.
do a troll to I've just been sitting here. I've been sitting here like.
Show me.
Yeah.
Man, what? I wish I could play Destiny right now.
No, I've just been sitting here like.
Two different ones.
I don't.
There's P-Gram.
Like nothing's popping.
Also
it happens for every
there's
single
also
time
Riot
we.
Gun Mark II, which is a different
okay, stop talking about trolls.
Yeah.
This isn't Troll Dojo. This is literally just Meat Mountain.
Anyway.
He just showed you Meat
Mountain. It's exactly.
Oh, I love
except
that it's just
they had
Meat
a
Mountain.
Pyre Troll instead of an Axer. Otherwise, it was identically Meat Mountain.
But it's new and fresh.
Same, but different.
Yeah, no, that Chad.
That's running.
Oh, he hasn't seen that movie. Dang it.
Chad, that's what we do on this podcast. We take a list that already exists, and we take
it.
One thing out of it.
Yeah, same.
One thing, and it's Dojo.
Different.
It's a new Dojo.
This God.
Gun list is legit.
Actually, I'm pretty sure ADR is bad for Kador.
You think so?
I want to play that.
Just for all the other casters.
All the
that
lists that I'm designing are just like regular Kador lists. Like all the lists we're coming
you
up with are just...
You can sideboard out stuff that's interesting that at least... Because a lot of times you'll run into a list that specifically counters those few modules you bring. That's the thing with Kador is that you're bringing all these little modules to answer questions. Because, you know, Kador doesn't really ask a lot of questions other than high def. And unfortunately, we only got one Iron Flesh caster in ADR. So... The amount of questions that the other casters have to bear is really not that destructive for anybody else to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to build the ADR to answer the other things. Like, basically, to put in these other modules that you normally can't put in your all of your 50-point lists. And that's where you have to kind of attack it from. At least it feels like to me. That there are times from Kador perspective where I'll bring a list to play in a game, and they'll have a module or a particular model in there that I'm just like, oh,
what?
The answer to it is in my other list, or I didn't bring it today.
I have an idea.
Okay.
What if we just design our Kador lists so that we basically build Butcher on roids?
Okay.
And then the other list is just like drop one time.
I guess. Just put everything into the Butcher one?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of what we already did?
No, but like all of them in the Butcher.
It's not. It's, it doesn't have the Winter Guard bow. It doesn't have Behemoth. It doesn't
sounds
have
like 100 points.
Malakov.
It doesn't have Malakov running a Behemoth.
No, Malakov's not going to be in it. I don't think it'll fit.
I just noticed that superiority doesn't need to go on battle group models.
It sure doesn't.
It sure.
So, okay, let's go to my Strakov list.
That's so retarded.
Oh, we're getting Strakov off here.
We're stracking
it. Stracking it in San Diego.
Stracking it.
Hang on.
Like,
all right.
I think that might be legit. It's like, because you can do the Butcher high def skew, and then when they have the answer for that, you just like put in 20 IFP. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
It's just not like.
You're like, that sounds like a thing.
If I'm going up against the Butcher and I see that he has high def skew and I'm like, yeah, I got the answer for that. And then he's like, ha, I got you good. 20 IFP. I'm going to be like, okay.
Yeah.
Still good for me. Like, thank you. You know?
Yeah.
It's okay. Not going to be like, I can't think of a thing where you're like, oh, damn.
Oh, IFPO! What do I do?
Was there anything you don't like seeing from Kador from a troll perspective?
Yeah, well, I don't like Widowmakers, but I don't know about Chad.
Mm. Ain't nobody like Widowmakers.
I don't think troll cares when they have multi-wound models.
The thing is, like, if you don't have blast damage, then you just...
Yeah.
So sometimes that is annoying.
That's what I'm saying. And then if they have the blast damage, you just bring IFP.
You probably don't like
so it's blast
bears,
damage
right?
Or bust.
Why are Mana Wars so bad?
Don't even look at them. Just pass them.
Don't even look at them! It's like the Ark of the Covenant!
Why are Ulans so...
No, that's Catwoman.
How many times have we referenced the Ark of the Covenant?
Twice so far.
Oh, just twice.
I count it two times.
All right. Why are Grey Lord Turnians so bad?
I mean, they're not.
They're good with old bitch.
They are.
They aren't that bad, but then Tack came out.
They are.
Whoopsies.
They aren't that bad, and then they only have one HP. Oh.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, so do Widowmaker, Shed.
Not the marksman. All right. So.
All right, let's do the Strack off list, because this might redeem this, because this is, like, the most interesting caster for me.
Okay. So what can Strack off bring in certain matchups that is super sweet?
High threat range.
Wait. Nope. I got this. It's the guys with the alchemical masks that know.
That is correct.
Actually, should this be our Legion drop then?
Assault Commandos.
Yeah,
just. It's actually not bad for Menoth either.
No. I mean, like, but build it just if we're doing the one drop. Like, isn't Legion
and Higher Claimer
kind of something?
Yeah,
you don't
it's great against.
See.
Well, it's great against the Harpy too. It's like, I don't care what your feet.
Mm.
Eat a dick. All right, so Strakoff.
Feet. Oh my god, suck my Assault Commandos, Harvey! They're only Mat 4!
They throw the gas and then they go up to Mat 6. It's sweet.
They right, yeah. That only is against living. Hit.
Yeah.
And only if they hit.
Okay, Menoth brings a lot of undead then? Okay, sweet.
No, they're just, not Mat 4.
They
Mat
are
6.
Under awe.
Oh my god, they are under awe.
Okay. Anyway,
that's actually how that rule works. Is you're like, what's that? And they're like, ah.
It's
and like,
ah.
All right. So Strakoff, War Dog, Torch and Spriggan, Andre with a Behemoth, Assault Commandos with three flamethrowers, and Max Ulans.
What is going on in my brain?
Oh my gosh!
Wait,
it's a ton of heavy armor.
What does Malakoff have on him?
Every bad
Behemoth.
Thing.
Behemoth is good.
Behemoth's good.
War Dogs are good.
Ulans?
Ulans are terrible.
Under his feet?
They're pretty bad still.
All right.
You know why they're bad? Because he, like, has to be so far in front to get the plus four movement for the Ulans to matter.
Also, just, they're bad. They're just, like, the worst cavalry.
Well, they destroy me as a circle player, so they're okay.
God,
do they bend
whatever
you.
It takes, I guess.
That might mean they're a good sideboard if you don't have a circle answer. You're
exactly.
Get the Ulans in there for circle. Like,
so throw them in there, whatever. All right. So my sideboard is just a whole bunch of specialists and units with high speed and that sort of thing that can take use of...
The feet. That's good.
It's going to be Gorman, two Manhunters, mm-hmm. Kel Balok, Great Bears, two units of Chaos Eliminators.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll also have Reinhold in there because he can reload his gas canister gun and just throw a couple clouds out. So him plus Gorman kind of can manufacture a cloud bunker to play around in. So yeah, 11 points. Definitely get rid of the Ulans if you want to throw in things like the. But I didn't think like Winter Guard infantry. I guess would work just fine, but he doesn't really do anything for them. None of his spells like affect them that much.
Occultation.
Oh, you're
not
right.
That great.
I guess making him stealth.
It's okay. It's just.
But that is. Yeah. They still get blasted.
Yeah. Because that's. because they're DEF-14, so a lot of times it's like hard to hit.
You know what I want?
I mean,
list?
Augmentation's still good.
You know what I want in this list?
What do you want on this list?
Prayer to Blow Your Minds. Boomhauers.
Yeah, boomhauers are always good.
You know why?
Occultation.
Yes, and they're going to rage howl, and you're going to superiority your torch, and then you're going to have a DEF-14 torch.
Oh, my God. Why don't we just take Black Ivan? DEF-16.
And the Speed 8.
Because that guy's
bad. And Speed 8. Because that guy's only about 16 in melee.
Oh, I had an idea.
I'm just joking.
This is terrible. God, Kador sucks.
I mean, I would definitely put a Grolar in here because that guy with Fleet under his feet turn, that Jack goes a ways.
Holy. Wow, yeah. Because it would overrun 8 inches.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
No. Yeah. No, I mean, it would, but then you'd already have activated it
right
for Fleet. So that's order of activation bad.
Also, yeah. Also, overrun is an advance. So the movement doesn't.
Doesn't Fleet Flick give plus 2 speed?
Yeah, it says plus 2 speed.
Damn.
But it's still, it was only work because of order of activation.
Isn't it plus 2 speed?
Yeah, you would have had to have, because he has to spend the focus to get
Fleet. Sure,
it's movement.
That's the thing about Strakov, is you're like, oh, God, it's like the feet. If the feet was just Vlad's feet and said plus 4 speed,
yeah,
this,
is a good
this caster would be legit.
What I'm thinking is there a way to take, because you could do two like, big jack bullets.
Yeah, I have the Spriggan and Behemoth in this.
But you could put one on
Malakov. And
one what?
Yeah.
Jack.
Yeah.
It can't get overrun then, but you can only trigger overrun once anyway.
Right.
So then you can have a Jack that's charging. It's speed 6 with Malakov, charges 9, and then goes 13 with the feet, and
right.
then reach, you know.
15. Oh, so put a reach Jack on Malakov?
Yeah, sure.
So
put, like a Beast on 9 or a Spriggan or.
Other than that, he's in the Butcher list, but yeah.
I mean, he doesn't need to be.
No, we could push both.
The Behemoth can be there. What about Torch?
Or Ruin?
Torch is
oh, awesome. We don't know.
I have Torch in here. Torch and Spriggan
and then
the battle group.
You could bullet the other Jack, you know, just as far.
Right.
But plus an additional 6 because of...
Because of Overrun.
Overrun.
Yeah.
So 17 inches. So you have one 17-inch threading. Well, one 17.5 Behemoth, and then one 13-inch whatever, Reach Jack.
It has to be in the battle group, is that right?
For what?
One for model models, yeah.
Yes. So he has to like overrun himself or another model in his battle group.
So
he would overrun
so
himself.
The Andre one wouldn't work.
The what?
The Andre one wouldn't work, right?
Well, yeah. I'm saying you couldn't overrun it, but it still gets the feet.
Right. Okay.
Which is why it's 13 and the other one's 17.
How do you trigger the overrun on the other Jack?
Like
Strakov.
Strakov shooting something.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Or another Jack in your battle group killing
like
something.
Like Torch spraying something or whatever.
It is not great. He probably has to occultate himself.
Probably.
But
usually
then he's
far forward.
He's got to overrun himself too. So
yeah.
He's got it. Yeah, it's bad. Never mind. It's bad.
God, by bad, do you mean good?
No.
I just mean bad.
I just mean bad.
What if we...
No, just... Yeah, the red line on Behemoth... I felt like could get in front of Strakov and let him get some shots going, and then just have Andre behind that.
I don't know.
Just seemed like a decent mod.
I would put something other than Behemoth on Malakov.
Really?
I like Torch on Malakov.
Because would you rather have your 13-point model or like a 10-point model on your junior? Then, if they're effectively going to do
play it
the
so
same thing.
Get killed.
And you would want the thing on Malakov, I think, to have reach?
Probably.
Because...
So you could throw the Spriggan on him.
Yeah.
But then Strakov has to feel the Behemoth if you're running the Behemoth, or if you're just not running the Behemoth, period, which is fine. But that you were just yelling at me for not having Behemoth in either of my lists.
That was like a joke. Because I said it because
well.
KR players would lose their minds if they built two lists without Behemoth.
He's on nines in the one, Behemoth's got to be in the other.
Lose their minds! Blow your effing mind.
Man.
See, maybe I'm just an idiot, but I like Beast 09 on
Strakov. That's not maybe.
And Torch on Andre.
I like Torch on Andre, too.
Yeah.
And I think Beast 09 is fine on Strakov. I think also Behemoth is fine on Strakov.
I just like Beast being able to charge for free. And I like Matt 7 a lot. Mm-hmm. Like Matt 7 jacks.
Matt 9.
Matt 9 jacks, yeah.
Yeah.
But Torch on Andre just seems... I mean, watch Nigel play with it. I mean, the Virtuoso is really nice.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Like,
Yeah, Torch is really good.
Relentless charge.
Yep.
Sustained attack on the Ripsaw.
Doesn't he have a? Does he have an affinity with Strakov too?
Yeah, but it just allows him to be bonded.
No. Yeah, it just lets him be bonded.
He has special issue.
It's just special issue.
God, it's such a cock tease.
It's pretty terrible.
The best part is like new players will be like, so I can bond him. We could do that. I can bond him. And you're like, no.
No, son, you can't.
It just means that he's going epic this book, right?
Strakov?
I mean, he might learn something.
Epic 2? Maybe he goes epic because he goes on the mission to save Karchev from Crips.
Maybe he finishes striking off and becomes epic.
In San Diego.
Yep. Strack, and it's
oh,
strack.
Maybe he's
someone
froze.
Finally
yeah.
done
someone
striking off.
Needs to win a con in San Diego with Strakov.
They say stracking it in San Diego.
That will be the great. That's when I retire for this game. Like, that's when I can.
Someone out there,
I can
you
leave
heard
this
here
game.
First. Crumple will no longer play War Machine
like,
if he wins.
He throws all of his models on the ground.
He's just like, that. I've gotten everything I can
and, like,
out of
10
this
people
game.
Rush to, like, try and grab the models.
Perfect.
Dump it on the ground. We don't have Iris 2 in either of these lists either because she was out of the Butcher.
Yeah, put
list.
It in the Butcher one.
Yeah. Either way. I'm just forgetting things that I. Thought about throwing
out. Okay, Ador.
Yeah, turns out you just play the good casters.
Yeah. Just play good casters. This might be one of the factions where I feel like it's not worth playing ADR. I don't disagree with that. I put Kellen.
This is like one of the first ones.
God, just Kador is so sad.
Why is it so
they're
sad?
Just
like from the faction
they're
in general?
They're so...
every time I... Yeah.
They're so linear.
Yeah.
Except for, like, Sorcha.
Two.
I mean, just everyone always just plays the most linear casters, and it's really boring.
Do you think that they have another option that they're not exploring?
Probably.
No, linear, you mean just the ones that are obvious?
No, it's like the same.
No, yeah, it's like same, but different.
It's like,
Vlad 1, Vlad 2, or... like effectively the same like game plan and then it's like Butcher 1 and like you know like Sorcha 2 all of those casters play really similar games
yeah
I don't know
we hit hard
our Mana War demo core like
no just turn the just stop just turn it's your tablet off
hang on it's a trap if they have occultation I've tried it
it's a trap it's really bad
if they have occultation and they charge 13 inches instead
it's
of
it, oh with Strakov under stealth, it's been the only time I've been able to deliver them without them getting at least two guys shot off the table.
And then they're only POW 14s.
No, this
or two attack. Or Weapon Master.
Oh my god.
They either get Backswing or Weapon Master.
I guess
Master.
They're only 9 points.
It's not terrible. It's not terrible.
9 points. They're only one more point than Ward.
But this is like the only way you can make them work is you got to increase their threat range somehow and you got to protect
them
from getting shot on the way
I'm
in.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I just
no other way no. to protect those.
We're
things.
Done. Occultation. We're done. They're more expensive than warriors.
Are you
what the
family?
It's because they have
what the family podcast.
It's because it's
what were we going to say, Chaz?
Because they have P plus S plus 4 over warders.
Oh my
Ooh.
God!
Wait.
Ooh.
Except for that extra die.
Except for them being like POW 12 weapon masters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And actually POW 13. And actually like POW 18 or whatever the hell it ends up being.
And armor 75.
Well, that's only if you damage them, and then they're taking damage.
You're right.
These guys just
die.
Always POW 14. No matter what.
And they're always straight dead.
They can take no damage. And they're still POW 14. I can't do that.
You just can't.
Okay.
You can't keep it going straight face.
So
how do they develop medium-based infantry that are so worthless and then so game-breaking?
These were literally made 10 years ago.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Can we get the Rias treatment for them? Like give them 4-inch reach, I guess, or something?
Yeah.
The Mage Hunter Assassin, like, chain weapons?
I don't even know if that'll do
plus it. +2 speed and +2 armor and still defensive line. It might make them good.
Hey, it's actually 15
they
inches.
They don't have defensive line.
They don't.
That's
Chad,
what I'm saying.
Chad.
Yeah, oh. It's still
give them defensive line
give
and also
them.
+2 armor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because why are they armor
16? If the Iron Fang Kovnik would have affected them, that'd been
oh,
amazing.
Never mind.
Why are they armor 16?
Because they don't carry the shields like those guys do.
Those guys are like base 17.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Whatever.
All right, so there it is.
Okay, so let's just sum this up. If you play Kador, don't play ADR. We're sorry we wasted your time.
What?
There are some options
out there. We gave them lists.
Yes.
So
did we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, post the list when we're done.
Lance's first list.
Yeah.
I don't think that the fact that I didn't like the other two lists was Lance's fault.
No, it's
wait.
It's definitely the casters.
I have a really stupid question.
The other you're grasping at straws to get the other casters to function.
I have a really stupid question.
All right.
Aren't they?
Why does the Iron Fang Cognac not work for them?
Work
because
for
they don't have
core,
shield.
They don't have shield wall.
They don't have shield wall.
It says target friendly faction unit.
Right.
They don't have shield wall.
Do what?
Stop. Target friendly faction unit. If unit is ranged, it receives a shield wall order. The models in the unit.
So they can't take shield wall orders.
They don't have the shield wall.
Demo core don't have shield wall.
Yep.
So shield wall is not an order they can do.
It's not on
but they could order dominoes.
It's not on their card, right?
Correct.
Yeah, it's not on their card.
They could order Chinese takeout.
Yeah, you could use shield march on them, and then they could never ever
benefit from it.
Because they're not doing a shield wall order.
Oh god, I'm
it has to be a model
god.
With
I
a
like,
shield wall order.
I want Chinese.
I'm really awake right now.
I could tell these are trying to wrap it.
There's like
I'm really awake right now, and for some reason,
but why?
I
could
was
just
reading
see
shield wall
the gears
as,
like just grinding.
Yeah.
People have been trying
not
to make,
going anywhere. Just grind.
People have been trying to make Demo Core work with Strakov just because he's the only one that increases their threat range in any decent way.
Yeah. Sounds freaking
otherwise, they are deep, deep second wave. And by that time, you've wasted 18 points of your army to hit like turn 3 or 4, if not half of them being killed before they get there because their armor's 16 with 8 boxes.
Yeah.
And they were just like, oh, I guess those Demo Core are coming any time now looking at their watches. It's like watching Lancelot and Holy
Adam,
Grail running from across the thing going like...
Yeah, Adam.
Just watching him like...
Just imagine
those
Gators...
Those coming still? I guess we'll just...
Just imagine Gators except way worse.
We got like 3 rounds to deal with them. I guess we'll just handle the whole front part of your
Actually,
army
Gators,
and then murder them as they come.
Gators is 100% a good comparison.
Also, the turn that they charge...
You mean they're not.
By
because
is within 12 inches of...
No.
Yeah,
showing
so
how
just like,
bad this unit is.
Don't care about those guys. Kill Strakov.
Also, they're occultated. Then that means Strakov
is not occultated. He's got to be in some sort of cloud bunker that you've created.
They're really bad.
So bad.
They're really bad. We get it. They should probably cost like 6 points and then they'd be playable.
I tried to make them work when I first
Four,
made Kador for a long time. I've never been able to make them work.
Just attack and
they'd be good at 6 points.
I know.
Yeah. 4-6.
They wouldn't be broken. Just make
they'd
four,
just
sixes.
Be good.
Because then I could I could do 12 points of those guys and say like, okay, this is this is gonna be like a...
You're gonna lose like half of them when they approach because they're 11-16.
Like with 8 wounds, son!
Like, Boomhowlers could kill 2 units.
I know! That's why, if they're like 6 points, that's okay.
With their guns.
Is that not including
easily.
The caster effects?
Correct. Yeah, because the guns are like 6 is
to
hit.
Dice minus 4.
Dice on 4.
6 is to
Sploosh.
Hit.
Yeah, wait, they're 11. Boomhowlers
are at 4.
They're at 4.
No, I was thinking Boomhowler himself is a 5.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Boomhowlers will charge him and kill him.
Yeah, that's true.
2-man CMA for a 12 up to a 14. Eat that. Dice off 2.
Their threat range, Boomhowlers outthreat them by a half an inch.
I've seen those guys die every possible way because I've gotten them killed every single way that I could.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Let's move on.
Right,
so if you're playing Kador...
I'm sorry.
We're all sorry. Play Lance's list or don't play ADR. No offense to Lance, but probably the latter.
Probably. I 100% approve of that.
I do hope someone takes Kador to ADR.
I hope so too.
And that they're like they're taking
they drop.
Like, I hope that they take Hamkovich even, and they win, and they're just like, screw you guys. You
hey,
guys don't know
to
anything.
Be fair, my brother and I were in the Hamkovich camp.
I was 100%.
Let's do a Hamkovich list.
I was 100%.
Let's do a Hamkovich list. We literally have nothing else to talk about. Let's just do one.
It's just like the Colonel.
Hamkovich.
Oh my god. Camp? All right, no, we're done. I have terrible Legion Dojo I have to share with the world.
It's like that camp, like remember Camp Hanishaw, like from Ames?
Yes, I do.
You remember
Camp Hamkovich?
You remember Camp Onawana?
Hamkovich.
Do you hold it in your heart?
Oh my god.
When we think about you,
makes us want to fart.
Anyway.
What terrible Knicks show was that from?
Salute Your Shirts.
Yeah.
Okay. With Ugly, the counselor.
Jesus.
and donkey lips.
Okay, wait. Don't we all have like horrible dojo to share with the world?
I just want to keep talking.
Some really bad troll.
Let's
dojo.
Just keep talking about 90s Nickelodeon cartoons.
Oh my god! Like Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So good. So
let's
good.
Just let's just do the thing where
Turn
each
the
of us
page, well, wash your hands.
No, let's just.
Oh, what was that turtle's name?
It was Filbert.
Yeah. Filbert, yes.
Oh my god.
What was that thing where they made like a cartoon about like a picnic or something like that? God, I'm trying to remember what that was.
Oh,
they like
I don't
entered
know.
It into a film contest and it was like really random. That Heffer
was it called
Heffer
Angry
created.
I think
oh
I remember.
Oh my god, I'm trying to remember. It was the most hilarious thing whenever it was on. I'm trying to remember what that was called. Oh,
great.
I need to look that up. Go. Keep
All
going.
The show was great.
All right, I have terrible dojo I need to share with the world.
So,
so
do I.
This is screw be that a, guy. You go first. You're
this is
going to
be a 5-hour podcast.
You go. Go.
But, no,
you
do
have
it next time.
The floor is yours.
Do it next time.
Do what next time?
I'll do my dojo next time.
No,
do
it
yours.
Now.
Do it.
Well, I have to...
Fox, you like never talk on this podcast. Go.
Actually, Krupp, do yours. You.
Both. Oh, God, fine. All right, so earlier I was talking to Trevor on Facebook. I was like, man... Dem Legions has really sweet infantry, and nobody plays them. Like, as a Circle player, I am legitimately jealous of their infantry. Like, a lot.
No. Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah, because you play
on.
Trolls,
yeah, go
not
on.
Circle. So I was talking about, like, building lists, like, Legion lists with infantry, and he was like, well, they do play a lot of infantry, like Legionnaires, which get thrown in the pot for more war piece. I'm like, that's not what I mean. And so, we were talking about it, and I think the main reason that, infantry sees the wayside in the faction is due to how the faction is traditionally played, and the casters that are perceived as, like, the better ones, they just support war beasts better than infantry. It's like Vale 1, Vale 2, Saren, because we're, like, they're all very battle group-oriented casters. But there has been enough like releases of casters in the faction that I think infantry is potentially viable.
Like Ryze.
Can't wait till I get blown up for this podcast, by the way.
Oh, it's totally coming.
But after... Because we're playing a P-Loth list. I'm about to freak your minds.
I'm about to blow your minds.
All right. So we're talking with Trevor, and he's like, come up with some infantry lists. And at first I sent him a Kallus list. And I'll do the rundown of that list, I guess, because it was super easy. Quickest dojo ever. Kallus. Shoving... All the infantry. Like, done.
Literally.
Like, no, like, yeah, like, literally all the infantry. So it's Kallus, 3 Shredders is his battle group, and then...
Oh, I like this.
A full pot, full Legionnaires, another full unit of Legionnaires, full unit of Hex Hunters with UA, full unit of Swordsmen with UA, and then 2 units of Blightbringers, or...
The Blightblades.
Blightblades.
Yeah, the new
what
ones.
What are Blightbringers?
The new Colossal.
Oh, okay.
That's a spell, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, and 2 units of Blightblades. Chad, you don't like that list?
No, I actually like that list.
Oh. Really? I don't know. Not sure if serious, because, like, you keep going, like, on and off sarcasm with me. I don't know what to think
that's
anymore.
How I roll. Wild card.
No.
I think that list is... Blightblades, do they always have ambush, right?
They always have ambush, yeah.
Yeah, I like that list. Legionnaires are actually like legitimately hard to kill with him, right?
Yeah, because they go to defensive line up to armor.
The only thing 16. I didn't like is I think when I heard you talking about like sort of the playbook for that list, you were like, at one point in time, one of the plans was to upkeep Ignite for free, then cycle Ignite, and then cast Dark Guidance... Camping Zero on his feet turn.
That was a potential.
I think that's a bad idea.
Yeah. There's not a Succubus in the list currently. Mm. I was just saying, like, it might be worth considering in the future. Because, yeah, the list is literally all business.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually going to be really good.
And, like, takes the maximum use of the pot. And Blightblade... God, Blightblades seem so sweet when you just get Kirk Grievous wins because you have Dark Guidance.
Oh my
gosh,
I completely forgot about that. I've been sitting here thinking,
you're just going to, like, destroy Boomhauers.
Oh my gosh.
Because, like, critting on needing 6s to hit pretty much kills, like, when you're rolling 3 dice. It's pretty reliable.
What's their POW? 9?
9.
Yep.
So,
2 attacks, 7.
Right? 2 attacks?
Yep, 2 attacks each. Yep. So, It's a lot of infantry, and it basically just, like, the Hex Hunters are obviously the front line, followed by two units of Legionnaires, and then Swordsmen, and then Kallus and the Three Shredders are the back line.
It's also
and then
just so much stuff to kill.
You just run straight at your opponent until, like, they just, like, have to start dealing with the waves of infantry, and then you have the feet, which is really annoying, because they just turn into incubi. And, like, the entire time while your stuff is dying, the pot's collecting things and making more and more lessers.
I mean, it's going to be one lesser a turn, like, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's how the rules work.
It's going to reliably be one lesser turn.
Yeah. And then, like, it's just sweet because the one turn that you, like, feat or, like, that you really get up in them, you get to bring in the ambush units and just, like, converge.
Yep. Pincer attack.
Crush them. So.
Get up in them.
Can you take more than one unit of Blightblades?
Yeah, there's two in here.
Sweet. So you can ambush from both sides?
Yeah.
Well,
wow. The ambush so good, too.
They're actually well-costed for it, too.
Yeah, they were point a guy. So they're a point.
See, that's a well-designed attacks. Ambush unit that could actually do something.
And they'll never see play, because Legion... Bleh,
duh. Yeah, I hate my ambush unit, nonetheless.
Yeah. So that was one list, because he was like, present me with some infantry list, Crump. And I'm like, all right, the most obvious caster, throw in all the infantry. All right, the second one, less obvious. I've been thinking a lot about this caster lately. I don't know why, but...
Is it...
I spend a lot of time thinking about Legion and dojoing Legion lists because that faction is the bane of my faction.
Yeah. You want to build a list that specifically screws over all the stuff you normally do.
No, like, as a Circle player, I need to, like, constantly think about Legion and all the interactions of that faction so that...
So you can when you're playing against them, you know what to expect.
Yep. Which also oftentimes puts me just in the full-blown jank tank.
Nothing wrong with that.
And
is that
like
he
after yeah.
Oh my god!
After spending significant amount of time like reflecting on all the factions in this game, and after playing it for so long, like Circle suits me as a player very, very well. I think the faction in the game that has the closest playstyle to Circle. There are differences, but like I have the strong attraction towards Legion because I see a lot of parallels between like their casters and my casters. And basically, they play a very similar game, except for sort of the hit-and-run aspect of Circle has just been replaced with guns.
Mostly, yeah.
But like very manipulative of the battlefield, fair amount of movement, shenanigans, etc. All right. So onto this list that Chad thinks is terrible, and he's probably right. Mm. You guys ready?
You guys ready for this?
I'm preparing my anus.
It's so outside the box.
Don't worry. There's no afflictors.
Oh, thank God.
It is so outside the box.
Yep. So it's Lilith.
One. Herald of Everblight.
Yep. Yep. Arguably the worst caster in the faction. It's like right down there at the bottom with Ryze. But, like, her spell list is solid. Like, she's got, what's that? Bad Blood?
Bad Blood, Parasite, yep, and Eruption really, of Spines.
Like, Bad Blood is super annoying. Parasite's the best armor-swinging, like, debuff in the game. And as a spell. And then Eruption of Spines is good at dealing with, like, you know, single wound, extremely high-def infantry. So my original thought with the list is her feat synergizes really well with sprays. So the list originally started out with just Lilith 1, Typhon, Zuriel. Because, like, Zuriel will, like, never miss a thing on her feet turn when he's, like, spraying or making attacks or whatever, because he'll be, like, 4 dice to hit.
Yeah.
And then if he really wants to, he can boost. And then
I don't know if that's enough dice.
5 dice to hit is not enough dice.
Still could miss some stuff.
So, yeah, there's a lot of, like, infantry clearing potential with the feet, with just those two models. And in addition, there's potential to blow, like, heavies off the table. If you parasite a heavy, then Typhon gets, like, 3 fully boosted damage POW 17s. Zuriel gets 2 boosted damage POW 15s, which can, like, do quite a bit of damage to a heavy.
Sure.
And then I just decided to go, like, max damage, and I just put the Black Frost Shard in the list, because, God, that unit seems so freaking good, and I never see them get played. Like, ever.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's just, like, do you not want Ayana? And, like, Do you want? It's like this 5-point unit that's actually kind of challenging to remove because they have star action, like everybody gains stealth. Right. And like they don't even have to be touching each other for everybody gain stealth, like Ayana and Holt do. They can they just have to be like in formation, which is probably like 8-9 inches. Yeah, it's just they have to be in formation, like in this giant area, and they just have stealth. And they're 14-12, like they can be 15-13, which is fairly resistant to blast damage considering they have 5 wounds. Mm-hmm. Like 15-13 with stealth. What's that, Chad? No. Nothing.
Warwick Siren.
There you go.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Nailed it. So because
Yay.
Like I wanted the list to play more so like a catcher's mitt style, which is something that Legion doesn't normally do. They're much more go out and get them like alpha strike
they want alpha,
kind of lists
generally.
But I think they have the tools to do the other way around, and the reason that like I wanted to do it the other way around is the Black Frost Shard is way better when stuff's coming into them and they don't have to expose themselves to go out to get them. I think that's probably also true about Lilith. Like, her guns all have, or her spells all have a 12-inch range, which is pretty significant.
Right.
But, like, you still don't want her to be, like, way out there.
Sure.
So, like, if you can sort of get your opponent to come into you to some extent, then I think the list will play much, much better.
Would the idea to be to have, like, your spray beasts on either side of it and then spraying inward to the catcher's mitt?
It actually doesn't matter because they have gunfighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus
she's
only...
Get, there's 5 sprays, so once they come into you, you literally can just be, like, spray down this line.
And she's Fury
spray
5, so she can't really... The control area that she can't... She can't really play around with it too much, other than having, like, you know, shepherds
well,
and things.
Well,
like
Zuriel can because of his anemi.
Why?
What?
Zuriel's animi is the bonus dice.
You know
dice.
How control areas work?
To, oh, you're talking about control.
Control area, because she's only Fury 5.
I thought you were,
so
sorry,
the beasts have to be within 10 inches.
When you were saying Fury 5, I, was talk, I no. thought you were talking about Fury management-wise.
Okay, so...
And the shepherds can increase that.
So,
as needed, but...
There's 2 beasts that I think handle infantry clearing quite well, at least well enough, that... And with the Black Frost Shard and Parasite, they can both crack armor really well. Mm-hmm. And I'm now at the point in this list where, like, if I have a 5-point armor swing, literally anything cracks armor. So
that's what,
like,
Kirk says.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. And so I just picked the what I thought were the better infantry options.
Absolutely.
For the catcher's mitt. So I put in hex hunters because they go up to pow 15 on charges, and then their hex bolts go up to pow like 18s potentially.
If the stuff you're shooting is parasited.
And
kissed.
Kissed. And a lot of people are going to be like, that's super unlikely. And I don't think it really... Like, both of those become super reliable on our feet turn. But, like, kissing isn't unreliable because you have 2 guys that can ice cage. And then it's already magic 7, so it goes to magic 9. Like, that's...
Yeah. Plus cumulative, and you go up to 11.
Right. So, like, anything will hit hard enough. So I just put in Hex Hunters with Bale because that guy's... bananas for 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
And then Legionnaires, because Legionnaires that are POW 15 are all, like, that seems ridiculous in my mind. But so full unit of Legionnaires with Ferralor. And then there's a Shepherd, because I had a point floating, but the last addition to the list was, or the second to last, I guess, because the Shepherd was last, was the Gatorman Bokor. And in talking to Trevor about this, he was like, why'd the, like, Gatorman Bokor end up there? And I was like, from my experience playing Alexia 1 with Damiano, she gets stupid freaking ridiculous when she has, like, a 3-point armor swing applied to her from, like, his feet.
Sure.
Like, Mat 6, POW 15, Alexia, really dumb. If she's got Death March, it's even more dumb. And, like, the list has Parasite and Ice Cages and Harm. And there's 2 full units that the Bokor can, like, gather stuff on. So, like, late game, you can just have this, like, my Gator just spent, like, 5 dudes to kill a heavy.
POW 17.
Yeah.
For the record, I think it was obvious for Trevor that why the Bokor was in there. He thought you were originally putting Gatorman Posse in.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know.
But, no, it's good.
It seems good.
I really like the Typhon Zuriel battle group.
I don't. Every Legion list I have dojo lately is just windmill slam the 2 of those. It's bad.
Bad. Nobody should play it.
I agree.
Zuriel is a really crappy model.
Don't even bother. Didn't have rage. How worthless.
Yeah, really bad. Don't play them.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing about Lilith, when I was saying this before the cast started, is like the conclusion that you're coming to, it's not really a conclusion, I guess. The
thought process.
The thought process that is driving your list creation is you're like, man, she's got like a really good armor debuff, and she's also got a really good attack buff, you know, or accuracy buff.
Yeah,
with her feet.
And eruption of signs.
And sure. And it's just like, but like a lot of people look at for those two things in casters. It's like, can they fix armor? Can they fix high defense?
Yeah.
It's like, wow, she can do both of those things? Like, that's got to be really good, right? But everyone's been thinking about that for her forever. And every time someone tries it out, like, they always come to the conclusion that she's just lacking. Like, there's these, like, weird untangibles that, like, you expect sort of casters to have besides just, you know, armor cracking and defense helping. And
so my...
She's sort of missing out on a lot of
them. My counter argument to that was I feel like people still build her because just Legion in general builds battle group heavy. I still think people build her battle group heavy, which Parasite and her feet.
It inherently helps infantry more.
You want a volume of attacks.
In
to
addition,
make use of it.
Like I have designed this list in the mindset that you don't need to use the feet, right? I put in both characters, not because the feet's because the feet synergize with the feet, or the spray synergize with the feet really, really well, but in addition, they're both mat 7. So, like, I'm not necessarily needing the feet on, like, some turns. Like, you can save the feet for, like, really good assassination helps, or, like, you don't have to blow the feet for attrition. That's also why the Black Frost Shard got put in, because, like, they're a mat fixer. So, like, that was sort of my thought. I feel like, you know, we talked about in the past, like, building for the feet. I feel like that might also be one of the downfalls of her.
People do that. Yeah. I also remember back in the day, John was theorizing about building a... He said the exact same thing with you as you, pretty much, where he's just like, everyone always takes beasts with her. I'm going to take infantry with her. But then I don't know if he ever actually...
I doubt he ever played a game.
But and I don't know what has been new since then, and et cetera, et cetera. So
I haven't seen it not be range.
I encourage you to try, because
I'll just buy the faction and then.
Here's the other, like, why didn't you put in something like? I really like War Spears. Warmonger War Spears are really good.
Especially
with Parasite.
Yeah.
And boosted attack rolls.
Like, I'm not saying this is like the. This is not the end all be all. This was just the tip of the iceberg of, like, here are pieces that I want to put together, and here's the rationale why. And then, like, those pieces could definitely change with time. But I think there might be something there.
Mm-hmm.
No one will probably agree with me, but that's fine. I got you. Because they're all...
Babe.
My thought process was...
I got you, babe.
Was much along the... Without looking at her feet, my thought process was much along the lines of Cassius, that he has a mat fixer... Or, sorry, he has a damage fixer. She has a damage fixer, and
oh my god, he's got a tree.
Eruption of Spines.
She's got a tree.
Eruption of Spines kind of has some parallel with Hellmouth.
Yeah,
like that. She herself can kill high def infantry.
Sure.
Fairly trivially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hitting is the problem, right?
Kind of, because
she gets automatically hit a model that she hits with her bow.
Yep.
But if you're shooting infantry models, they might die.
Right, you could shoot something else.
Big. But then you have to rely on their positioning to have like something big that's nearby.
Yep,
and then on top of all of that, you have to.
Oh, it's anything.
Nice. On top of all that, you have to rely on a single die roll to hope that.
I know.
Yeah. No, I'm just like you're not wrong. That spell's good.
Yeah,
it's just like.
Yep.
That might not be better than a war spear. Just run a war spear forward and shoot him in the butt.
Can you do that? Can you trigger arcane? I don't know.
Enemy?
It doesn't. It's the
no. Witch mark triggers off of enemy models.
Yeah.
But if you have backstrikes against a def 12 model,
you're 7.
You're a 7, so you need a 5.
Yeah,
like that's not terrible. Yeah. Like in literally just casting the spell at your dude.
Except then you have to be within range.
Don't they also have range?
Yeah. It's range 10. Not terrible.
Mm. She doesn't have stealth. Remember?
Right. I know.
Right.
She doesn't.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, that's not great. It's not real great.
Look.
Is that what Elilith with Shadow Pack is the more superior option, generally speaking?
Usually.
Yeah.
I don't. Like,
one of the most broken
rate of fire
in the game.
A billion.
I'm so frustrated.
She got rate of fire too, as well.
Does this one have two? Okay.
The issue is this one doesn't have snap fire.
Yeah. Oh, the
one. So this one can kill two a turn, where the other one kills six on the feet.
Yep.
Okay.
And gets to move.
Yeah. I remember being a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
two shots is not bad with Parasite. The problem is like, it's just so weird when you're trying to, because people have thought about this too. They're like, oh, she's a really good assassin. Like, Parasite your caster, pop your feet, like, shoot them twice. But it's weird because you're like, well, you have to actually shoot them once without Parasite.
Right.
And then you cast Parasite on them. And then you shoot them again with it.
So you're probably boosting to hit the first one.
And she's, well, you pop your feet, so.
Oh, I guess.
Let's say, like, you know, you probably hit with that first one, the auto hit with a Parasite. Boost the damage. So, I mean, it's one boosted Pow 12 and one boosted Pow 15.
I would not build her assassin. There are way better assassins than
What's her speed and range?
Speed seven, range 12. She's got a hand cannon, basically.
Okay.
19 inch.
Like,
it's a rate of fire 2 hand cannon that's a bow.
Building her for assassination is worse because there are blatantly better
options. I was just thinking about how she sets up for an assassination by moving forward and then.
Yeah.
It's 19 inch. It's awkward because her one special rule is
Bushwhack.
Bushwhack. So, but like, Bushwhack is not a very good rule.
Yeah.
Thinking about your list layout on the table with the two giant units that you've got, do you think you have difficulty getting them all within 10 inches to get the boosts?
No.
And with the beasts? I mean, I just feel like it's a very small footprint that you have to catch everybody in to make the use of. At least, I feel like you're going to get some of your units are going to be missing a few guys that aren't going to be in the feet.
That's why I was saying, like, the list isn't necessarily designed around the feet.
Right, like which is maybe okay. I mean, you really care about the beasts getting it and her, I suppose.
Yeah. No, I just care about it. Like, the way I was using the feet was like, I need to roll really well this turn.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's like, fine. That was sort of the... Like, I was inherently selecting pieces that I wasn't like, oh, I need a feat. Like,
right.
Like, we all have those turns where we're just like, I have to hit, like, these three attacks, and I will, like, win this game. And that's not, like, necessarily an assassination situation.
No,
but you're like,
no.
You know,
I get it.
Like, I gotta hit those models and kill them.
I was just trying to imagine the list on the table and thinking about where I would be positioning things and making the use of everything that she had available. And it feels like the feat is at least partially the punching power of hitting the high-def models, like you said, or making sure those armor swings really happen.
Mm-hmm.
And... I don't know, a 10-inch control area for me always blows my mind. I have difficulty playing. I really need to sit down and play up 5 Focus or Fury caster to really feel about how that 10 inches goes.
Play Madrek.
I kind of wanted
the list to have a more ranged element in it, to have the more, like, force them to come into you aspect. I thought about Raptors, like, for a brief amount of time, because they'll, like...
You have Deathstalkers in it, right?
No. Yeah. Actually.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, I wanted, like, more valuable shooting, like...
You only kill 2 models.
No,
every
I'm talking
turn,
about,
so
like...
It's not, like...
I'm talking about against, like, heavy armor things.
Yeah.
Like warders.
Yeah, sure. Actually, how do... No, that's not that great.
What are warders?
Nah.
He's gonna duck trolls.
Actually, a 5-point armor swing... The guns might be okay.
Basically, concentrate fire on one unit, murder it down, and then try to get to the other one
before
they kill your beasts.
That's where I'm at.
Okay.
I'm saddened because I feel like there's a lot of design space open, and then, like, a bunch of Legion players always reply to me with, like, they're just not as good. And I'm like, have you tried them? And they're like, no.
Well, no, but I looked at it on paper.
Like, I'm actually, I said earlier, I'm like...
You've also not tried them, though.
I haven't.
Yeah.
But I would if I played, like, if I own the model.
But he's on the other side of the argument.
So, like,
you need to talk to Marshall if you want to talk about Legion Infantry.
Yeah.
That's all that guy does.
Yeah, I know. He's fairly successful.
The conversation is being had.
No, so, like, here's my kind of thing about Legion is we've seen a lot of playstyle variants open up in a lot of different factions as of late. Right? Like, Trolls got Suck My Giant Meat Mountain. Which is a disaster. That's something that faction has not previously been able to do to that extent. Okay,
and
if you don't
Chad
think,
is giving him the
yeah, I don't know. If you don't think Warders completely changed the game,
it's more.
I mean, you're like, because what you said was
yeah. Just don't think about it. Don't think about it.
Previously unplayable styles like Meat Mountain for Trolls because Trolls never used to brick.
Yeah, but not well enough.
Yeah, they did.
I never had issues until Warders.
So before, like ever. This is what it was. Before they were bricks, now this
they
is
were like
reinforced steel bomb shelters.
That guy figured it out. All right. Also, I mean, okay. Like Highwaymen opened a lot of things. Gorshade 3 has opened a lot of like new playstyles for that faction. Just there's been a lot of diversity in playstyles in every single faction that there previously weren't, and I feel like Legion is still behind that curve to some extent.
Maybe more so. Yeah.
Like
they just haven't gotten anything good to really alter their playstyle,
or they just haven't elected to yet.
Okay. So like the Blightbringers, I guess, would be an example of something that's a little bit more unusual that they haven't really done before.
No, it's just that the stuff that they have is just so...
Well, they just haven't played it.
Well,
yeah. But it yeah. doesn't mean that there's been new releases that have drastically altered the playstyle the way you were discussing
Borders.
And that's kind of... It's something that's come up with in the Protectorate forums. One of the guys in there was talking with the PP staff during SmogCon, and he mm-hmm. was discussing with them the idea of the competitive curve. And what Privateer Press was thinking about the idea is, like, we're kind of comfortable with where Menoth is right now. So you guys haven't gotten any like life altering releases?
Yeah,
probably.
And I feel like maybe Legion might be in that same boat for them. Ugh. They feel like Legion is where they want it to be competitively and balance wise, and they're just not giving them anything to really alter their playstyle from a new release standpoint. Not saying that they shouldn't just play something different than they have.
Yeah.
And I think Menoth can definitely do the same thing, but they're not giving them these new pieces to completely say, like, oh my god, your whole life has changed because we released these models.
I'm just...
In the way that Warders kind of, I guess you're saying, did for Trolls.
I'm excited... Basically, I'll sum it up as this. I'm excited and terrified for the day that a Legion player finally decides to branch out and actually spend a lot of time delving into the entire faction.
Sure. Beyond just the beasts.
Yeah.
Marshall's been doing it for like 3
I
years.
I know Marshall has. But... I was messed up. We got a lot of local players that come up with a bunch of like cool random stuff that's actually good. And then we go talk about it on like the national scene and everyone's like, no, that can't be good. Nah.
Good for us.
Yep.
We're so innovative.
Yay, Iowa!
He said us, U.S., United States.
I was listening to what Lance said, and it's a good and interesting point that PP like has this like general balance point like for the factions mm-hmm. and everything. Yeah. But then like the entire time you were talking, I'm just like, what the hell are they thinking with Circle? Like, right. Why do they just keep giving them more and more and more and more?
They felt like Circle wasn't where they wanted it to be competitive-wise, so they just kept giving them more and more
good
stuff.
Enough yet. Let's give them a little bit more.
And then they nerfed.
And I'm paraphrasing. If you want to read it, there's a thread on the Protectorate forum, on the Privateer Press forums, called Talk with the Privateer Press at SmogCon or something like that. It's by a guy named Stem the Tide, I believe is his username. Mm. And he had like a whole section breakdown of a summary of everything he talked to Ed Burrell and Will Schick about the factions. And they were being, I guess, very like upfront with all of the questions about like theme forces and the power curves and how they were planning on everything. And Privateer Press has a idea in mind as to where they want everybody to be balance-wise. And they're trying to give them release models to make them into that.
That's good.
Which is, that's a very positive thing to feel like that's what's happening.
Yeah, if they know where they're going
to
be.
Right. Don't talk about minions.
I feel like that's a really good place for them to have that conversation. Is at SmogCon, and the reason why I'm saying this is because in Europe there's so much...
They have diplomatic immunity over there?
No, there's... Oh. There's so many more games that are, I feel like, are more prevalent on the tabletop. I mean, War Machine and Hordes is definitely big and growing. And
it's getting there,
worldwide.
Yeah.
But... You still have, Citadel is such a major component over there, and you have other games like, Corvus Belus and Infinity. So if you think about it, that's in an environment like SmogCon, where you're dealing with these, what directions are these factions going? When you're so used to an environment of power creep, where it's like, this is what it is. Oh nope, not anymore. That doesn't exist. Now this is what it is. Like where it's just literally cycling back through that to have that conversation and understand that there's a direction. We want everything on the board. Where there's this design concept of competitive play or balance or whatever you want to call it in mind when they're doing these releases.
There kind of has to be.
I just think it's awesome that Alex or that Adam just talked for like 5 minutes about games that they play in Europe, specifically with bad power creep, and he never mentioned, and he mentioned like six games, and none of them was Warhammer.
He said Citadel.
I said Citadel.
So. Oh, okay. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. It's kind of just a suit.
Oh, damn it. That's all. You got me. Damn it. Oh, got me good.
Citadel encompasses like all of war.
All of awful.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it got me good.
I thought it was Games Workshop, but
yeah, it's like too. This. Yeah,
that's what I meant.
Everybody says
Citadel
GW.
Is their paint. It's Games Workshop. It's a.
Oh. It's all terrible.
Yeah. Right.
And God, how does
that? I should have said screw that company. Would have been better.
Yeah. The company. So everybody, replace Citadel Games Workshop.
No, you did it perfect.
I batted English.
You very very bad.
I'm sorry for giving you crap.
It's making English good.
Yeah, Fox, you got that.
Oh, yeah, what?
I gotta go.
Yeah, Dojo?
Oh, okay. Let's... Never mind. Podcast over. Bye, everybody.
10:30.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
We've been going for 2 hours and 33 minutes, and an hour of it is pre-ramble. So,
we
got an hour and a half.
Yeah, whatever.
We got 2 hours.
That was so like a podcast, I think.
Let's keep going.
Well, yeah.
Four more hours.
Mm-hmm. No, we're good. We'll save Fox's thingy.
What?
His dojo.
Oh, okay.
What's your dojo, Fox? Give him a little tantalizing teaser.
Yeah.
It's just P-Diddy.
Tell
it's
me like, a solo. No, that's
P-Diddy God, and what?
War with Siren.
Oh! God damn it. It's a P-Diddy plus anything that makes it awesome.
Just give us the...
Skylock Throne.
Give us the battle group and the name of the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The name? I haven't come up with
all right, what's the battle group?
Three Arknodes?
God! Is this just like the normal?
No.
Does it have crows cutthroats?
Yeah. Is it P3?
Oh, P crows.
No, we're just guessing.
No, it's actually got crows cutthroats.
Yeah, I know.
Chronodes.
Chronodes. Is that like Chronos?
Yeah, like Chronodes.
Okay. The guy from that video game?
Yeah. Chronodes.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
Okay.
Yeah,
that failed.
By the way, I 100% figured out what I was talking about with Rocko's Modern Life. It was they made a cartoon, and it was called Wacky Deli, and it was the greatest goddamn thing. It's on YouTube. It's a minute and 30 seconds, and it is better than Eric Andre Show, Tim and Eric Andre
Show. Saying,
it's everything.
Wait, so you're saying that this podcast was an hour and a half of garbage, but we're saving this gem for the end, and they're going to watch it, and they're going to thank us for it.
Yep.
Go on YouTube, look up Rocko's Modern Life, Wacky Deli. It's about a minute and a half.
Is that WACKY?
Yeah.
Space DELI.
DELI.
All right.
Wacky Deli.
Good.
We're watching it at the moment we turn off this.
Yes.
This podcast.
All right. Thanks for listening. Bye. What? I want to listen to the thingy.
Oh, wait. Congrats to Keith for Crucible. Congrats to Tom for IG.
Yeah.
Crucible.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yep.
We got you guys.
In Florida.
Good job.
Thanks, Adam.
You're welcome.
Saved us.
That was close.
I mean, you really didn't have to say a single thing because neither of them listened to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
That's
true.
Absolutely true. But everybody else that listens to us can now hear that they won. So congratulations to Keith Christensen.
I don't know if anyone was watching too, but they the Enter the Crucible podcast guys were doing streams all weekend long.
I heard.
I was trying to watch the final table and it wasn't up.
They had some troubles with the internet, like hotel internet was not cooperating with them, but they were able to get a decently good amount of time, like a lot of streaming. It pretty much made me have the best weekend at work ever because I was super bored all day long and I just had like these watching games that I was... So I was like interacting with the chat and talking with everyone.
Stracking
it was
on.
Not fab.
It was fun. Yeah, exactly. All right. That was pretty much it. So good job to those guys. Thanks for streaming and everything.
Yes. What the hell is that? Your ringtone?
Yeah.
Name of the game?
Yep.
God damn it. All right.
The most.
Thank you for listening to Muse on Minis Miami, episode 51.
Milano. Yeah.
This is Lance.
Fox.
Crump.
What?
Adam.
Chad. Ah. All right, bye.
Bye.
on the fly. I got some shizzy Legion. Legion Dojo, because I was talking to Trevor on Facebook about it, so we could talk about that sweet Legion Dojo. Do you like that list?
No, not at all.
You're the worst.
Guess what? We're going to do
it. It was awful.
Which one?
We're going to do Intermountain Cup. Yes. That's happening.
Wait, which one?
Yes.
What?
All of them?
It was bad. You mean the Lilith one or the Kallus one?
Either.
Because I'm talking about both.
Yeah. What was the Kallus one? Was it one that we talked about? Wasn't,
I mean,
you want that battle group.
I do want that battle group. Yeah, so I think it's terrible for Legion. I think it'd be amazing in Trolls.
I don't think it's as bad as you think it
is.
Gotta
get that battle group.
But that Lilith one is so legit.
It's all about that battle group.
Are those lists that you've mentioned on the podcast?
No, I just
he's going to.
But that Lilith list is legit.
Well, wait, and we'll talk about it.
I mean, I assume the Kallus list is just dudes.
Because you were like...
More dudes.
You were like, sorry, there's a like weird thing inside my tooth.
Yeah, yeah. Is it a Werther's original? Yeah, original? Yeah. Oh, in your mouth.
Does it taste like toothpaste and caramel?
So
and zebra jizz?
Because you're not. Because I've also thought about that about Lilith, where you're like, man, like she does it all. Like she's got a armor debuff. She's got a accuracy buff. Like what else is there to a good caster?
Uh-huh.
And then it turns out that there's a lot more to a good caster. You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's just not really tangible. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, you're not the first person to think that. Like a lot of people have thought that. Like, oh man, she seems legit, and then they try her out, and they're like, oh, she's terrible.
I think it's because when they try her out, they probably just play a bunch of war beasts.
I don't know, maybe.
But he's going to make a better difference. He's going to do with infantry.
Their infantry are so freaking sweet.
I remember John saying that exact same thing back in the day. He's like, I'm going to play infantry with her because
I don't think he ever played it.
Probably not.
Well, right? Yeah, he talks about a lot of stuff and then doesn't play.
I mean, I'm not going to play it because I don't
know
Legion.
That's
not new. But, like, if I played Legion, I would try it, like, for a little while.
You should play Legion. You can have all the factions then.
Gotta
be legit. Yeah.
Is that the only faction you're missing?
No, probably not.
We're missing quite a few.
You don't have Krieg, like, all of Krieg.
Man, this is good. It just makes me want, like, a regular Werther's.
That's exactly where I'm at with these, yeah. I'm just like, man, if I would have gotten just regular Werther's, it would have just been caramel, and that's it.
This is not bad, but it's just like halfway through, you're just
you get to the apple, and you're like, oh, God, I got to finish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're like, I just wish I had a regular Werther's.
When we were at the,
I haven't
when
tried
we
it
were
before,
at the
so.
Store, I was like, those look gross.
Yeah, well, they that's your initial reaction to literally everything.
Well, that's also
kind of true.
We should just review new crappy, like, foods and drinks that they come up with. Like, the last podcast, I had Coke Life, which is a new thing
Coke
making.
Coke Life? Yeah. Was it to, like, resuscitate
people?
No, it's
like Splenda. No, it's not Splenda. It's Stevia.
I don't know.
Stevia.
It's just whatever.
It's made with Stevia. They're made, like...
The bottle looks gross. It's, like, army green color.
Huh.
Like, instead of, like, red Coke.
So did it taste green. Like Coke?
It tasted like somebody took Coke Zero and Diet Coke and poured them together.
Huh. So it tastes like Diet Coke, then.
No. You okay. Can't actually tell the difference between Coke Zero and Diet Coke.
I don't drink enough Coke, so I wouldn't know the difference. Yeah.
It actually just tastes like cocaine.
Oh.
Sweet.
Well, so a lot Coke of people life. A lot Coke of people life. Would be into that, actually.
Yeah. That's the Coke life.
Look how you said that.
Very
I like how you said that. Like, you were like some... guy, what's his name? That's Scoop. Can't think of the character's name.
Is his name Scoop?
Oh.
Scooby no. Cool?
No.
Scooby Cool.
Scooby Cool?
Yeah.
We can't talk about scooping.
Two scoops?
The new Crooks?
Well, I'm talking about the mascot Scooby Cool.
Yeah,
so.
From Culver's.
Yeah, from Culver's, yeah.
Oh, man.
So this is the gold you wanted to capture?
Okay.
Pure gold.
Pure Werther's.
Lance, just start this before we talk about anything. It's going to be gold.
On, just in case.
Just in case
if
something
it's gold,
sweet happens.
Then you got it.
Then, yeah.
If
you're
it's
right.
Not gold, then
you are,
got it.
You
yeah,
are
have
right.
You, are you familiar with the phrase panning for gold? Sometimes you end up with nothing.
Yeah, I guess who has to do all the panning and scoop out those nuggets.
I mean, you know where it is.
But it's not like physical
the litter box.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of it over there if you want to go scoop it.
Sweet.
Gold, his cat. He's got like the golden goose of cats.
Yeah. Feed him a bunch
Lance
of gold.
Lance isn't physically panning.
A bunch of gold slogger.
Lance isn't physically panning, and he's also not getting actual gold.
No, he's not.
He's getting theoretical gold.
Theoretical.
Or there's original.
Ugh. I'm done with that.
Look, it's gold.
The wrapper's
it's
gold.
The wrapper's gold. We should feed that to your cat. Then you'll get gold crap for sure.
Man.
Don't feed that to your cats.
They're not Werther's Originals. Why are they called Werther's Originals, by the way? These aren't the Originals.
I think that's the
That's
name.
The brand.
Yeah,
oh, that's the worst the brand name ever. No, the worst brand name ever is Panburger Partner.
No, that's the best brand name ever.
the hell is
no, that's it's Hy-Vee's, Hy-Vee's knockoff to Hamburger Helper is called Pan Burger Partner.
It's legit.
The F.
I did not know that was Hy-Vee's.
Is it good?
No.
Okay.
It's knockoff Pan Burger.
Hamburger Helper isn't good.
Yeah.
You're just like, was the ramen good? Was the ramen? How were the ramen noodles? All
right, ramen's legit. You shut up.
Yeah. Oh, hey, the bowl noodle, the bowl ramen is so good.
That's not what I'm talking
about.
That
restaurant's opening soon.
What? There's a ramen restaurant opening?
The Taco Apocalypse guy is doing Crunch, which is the ramen.
Oh, so it'll be closed at 3 p.m.?
Oh, that's right. Why. That's why they were closed today.
Like is it like an Ichiban style, like whatever?
Yeah,
like
they got like little Chinese cats and everything on other stuff. And it's all
every day, Fox.
Wait, they're putting cat in my soup?
Yeah. Cat meat. Isn't that what ramen's made of, right?
It's like that. He's talking about the Japanese,
yeah,
like...
The cat, yeah.
Yeah. The magnetic arm.
Chad, keep going.
The wavy cat.
The wavy cat.
Yeah, you started. You can't stop it.
It's a whole podcast. I think it's good luck. No.
It's perpetual motion.
We have to synchronize the motion. I think those cats are good luck.
The lucky cat. No, yeah, they're opening one in Des Moines.
We can do KDR radio. That sounds fun.
I want it now.
KDR sounds fun.
Yeah. I already said that, by the way.
I already got
I said
like
that Carl said him. I said KDR.
Good.
It's KHADR. KHADR.
KHADR.
No.
Jesus.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so
gold.
Gold.
This is all pure gold.
We're all burping gold.
God, what did they say? What do you have to say?
I don't
burp?
Remember.
There was something you were
Gazoon
supposed
tight.
To do. No. Do you have him like to text?
Gazoon
tight? You should text him and find out.
I'll text him and find out.
And then we'll keep going through this and then
what did you tell me?
This is going to be the series. This is going to be the conversation.
What am I supposed to say after I burp?
Excuse you?
Like, no, that's absolutely not what's going to happen.
It's mid-burp. You have to say something.
Better out than in?
Mm.
I think you're supposed to fart.
Oh, no, I don't have Joel's
number. If I held it any longer, it would have been a fart or something like that. Which, by the way, is not how biology works.
All right, so that's
how that works.
Good information.
I mean, people who
take that,
don't,
listeners.
People who don't vaccinate their kids probably believe that.
Yeah.
I did see that Jimmy Kimmel thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, it's pretty
solid.
Let's
free ramble about that. So there was a Jimmy Kimmel skit like a few days ago, like four, it was like sometime last week.
Was it a goof and a spoof?
Which now is a week and a half ago for the listeners.
Yeah.
But it was just Jimmy Kimmel talking about like. Because he's, you know, it's in LA, and you know, vaccinating people over there is actually like a huge problem. Like their schools were like 20% of the population of the school isn't vaccinated.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and that's why I have
it was a huge deal when I was in school. When I was in like middle school,
yeah, and Disneyland had a huge measles outbreak and all that kind of stuff.
And there's just this, you know, just doing the late night, you know, ramble, and then he's like, "So we got a bunch of doctors," and there's just this video
of, the monologue.
There's just this video of doctors.
Yeah,
he's just like, I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor. And then
it was.
You figured it out.
What was it? Oh, okay. And then they like go on about how like this is their you know, they went to college for like 8 years to become a doctor, and then, and then they're just like,
vaccinate.
I work 6 days a week, and because you idiots. Listen to Jenny McCarthy. I have to take my goddamn day off to come in here and educate you about vaccines.
Well,
I'm only in C. He's like,
doing this for a century. Why is this up for debate?
Yeah, it's just like, he's just like, I'm only in the second season of Breaking Bad.
Oh my god!
And the voiceover is like, please help these doctors out. They don't know that Walt dies at the end. They're like, what? Really?
That's pretty.
That was great. So,
hey, guess what?
Yeah.
It had
Chicken
like
butt.
Vaccination
Grease,
had
piece.
Nothing to do with the eradication of smallpox. That was God.
Jimmy
yeah,
Kimmel.
Well, yeah. It was all faith.
Summed it up really well when he was just like, he's just like, yeah. And then like, you know, 10 years ago, you know, he's like, doctors said there's no scientific evidence that, you know, there's like no downsides to vaccines, basically. Mm. And he's just like, but, you know, 10 years ago, Jenny McCarthy decided to talk with her clothes on and people started listening to her.
Oh, God.
Just like, nailed it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So disturbing.
What, Jenny McCarthy with her clothes on? I mean, I agree. I mean, just her in general, but. Why would you. This is why would anyone take her advice with like a grain of salt? God, The View. Why does the show exist?
I shouldn't comment.
Talk
on
about
it.
Jenny McCarthy
no, I
and how much of a
about
dumb Like, please, like, really educate yourselves. Like,
They say they are by reading one article that says the same thing.
Yeah, someone forwarded.
What's funny is that article, yeah, the whole article that email. All of this stems from.
20 of the sexiest vaccines.
You won't believe number 7.
Oh, man. BuzzFeed, you got me again, you son of a bitch.
So, like, all of this originated from this, like, vaccination thing, and I want to say it was. Was it the UK?
I don't remember.
It was a UK doctor.
But it was straight up false, and he has gone back and said that it was pure lies.
No, he got disbarred. Or yeah, like, he was like disgraced.
The entire thing.
We're actually seeing it in veterinary medicine, too, which is what's horrible. Is people like, I don't want to vaccinate my dogs. It's like, well, guess what? You legally have to vaccinate your dogs.
Yeah, it actually needs to, well, that's the way it needs to be for humans. Yeah. Like, except that some people, you know, have complications.
Humans, what are those?
Can die.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, because it's called herd immunity, right? Like, where if everyone is vaccinated, then it doesn't really matter if, like, one out of every, you know, 10,000 or whatever is not.
Because you're not going to spread it.
But when there's, like, entire communities of people that aren't, like, it really freaking sucks for that one person that can't.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Wow, I really wish that I could get this, like, disease immunity, but, like, because I'm living with all you artards. Like,
and babies can't get vaccinated until later in their life, so early babies just get screwed. Yeah. Like, congratulations, you have measles.
People are idiots. And the thing that pisses me off the most about it is that a lot of them are, like, liberals, and so they're bringing, like, they're giving the liberals a bad name. We shouldn't probably be talking about
this. Oh, this is great. This is amazing.
This is negative.
So the
whatever. Well, let's just talk about all the things that tilted the crap out of me over the past week.
The herd immunity thing is really funny because I, like, for the longest time I hadn't had health insurance because we literally didn't have money because we're just, like, had enough money to cover our school bills.
Yeah, you're broke.
Yeah, right. Got it. So, but now we
have
health insurance.
That's a lot of people.
Because
you kept kickstarting orange drinks.
Exactly. Right. And so people will probably have opinions about me not having, but I do now have health insurance. But previously, I was depending on the herd immunity because of where I go to school. A lot of people have money and have health insurance and were getting vaccinated, like for the flu and whatnot. And that,
so they're kind of helping you out a little bit.
Except that finally kicked me in the. Yeah.
In the butt?
In the psst.
In the hiney?
Last year when...
you got Ebola?
No, when people stopped getting their vaccines for...
it's not a vaccine
for the
that.
Flu. And everybody at my school came down with the flu. That was miserable.
Everyone did.
Let's talk about
all the things that tilted the crap out of me over this past week.
This is going to be great.
It is going to be great.
It's the best segment we've ever come up with. Go for it.
Yeah, it's what's up. We're bringing back What's Up, Crump's Bum.
Yeah, what's up, Crump's Bum.
In a pre-ramble.
Crump, what's up, your bum?
Well, if you didn't know, like, last Thursday, which now is forever ago for you listeners, right, the FCC made made a Paramount decision. Oh, yeah, that's how that works now. snap. Like, made a Paramount decision about net neutrality.
Oh, yeah.
Right, like, that was huge.
That tilted you?
On the same... Well, no. Let me finish.
Okay.
Jesus, Kanye.
I'm going to let you finish, but net neutrality is the best thing ever.
So that happened.
Beyonce should have won.
Right. That happened. That was good. Right, that was
good.
That was sweet decision. On that same day, a senator from Oklahoma... sat in...
You don't say anymore. That's all you have to say.
Oh, yeah.
The senator from Oklahoma.
Go ahead.
Yeah. It's
everyone
just like...
probably already knows about how idiotic he is.
Got it just, 1% wrong.
Hey, look. There's snow outside, ergo, it's not the warmest year on record.
Oh, my God.
It's not even disputable.
It's currently winter, therefore climate change doesn't exist.
No, not even... Not even... not that argument. Because, like, not even on the, like, this is a climate change argument, but just, like... scientists all year have been saying that it's the warmest year on record. That is an undisputable fact of this
2014.
Year. 2014. Right.
Not 2015.
Yeah. Right, but it's the hottest year on record.
No, they're talking 2015 so far is the hottest year.
Is the hottest year on record?
Wow. So they're talking about that, like, this is not made up. Yeah. This is literally the hottest year on record so far.
Guys,
and he's like, there's snow.
It's freezing outside.
Like, not a global warming thing, but just like... It's the hottest year on record. Fact. It can't be. I have a snowball.
Right.
The best is like...
Like, I didn't care about any of the, like, climate change bullcrap. Just that argument.
It's so much stupider.
It's just like 2 plus 2 equals 75 is effectively what he was arguing.
2 plus 2 is 8.
Let's see.
You got that wrong.
I see the counter argument where somebody's like, here's a ball of snow. Like, how cold is this? Which one's colder? Like that argument of like which one's colder?
How about clearly colder? How about here's a ball of fire and then they just throw it at his face?
Mm-hmm. You mean like
Mario?
And then
he becomes Two-Face.
You mean like Mario?
It's just, bah! Let's see. A government official in Nevada advocated that there should be a pretty lax open carry law in Nevada, because apparently they have a major issue, and this is a major issue everywhere, but apparently there's a more frequent occurrence of sexual assaults on college campuses in Nevada.
Wait, are you talking about the state that has Las Vegas, where the only place that, prostitution's legal? That makes no sense. Why would sexual assault be high?
It's the whole state.
Why would sexual assault be high in that state?
Anyway,
I don't understand.
So she advocated for these open carry laws so that way hot girls wouldn't get R-worded.
Okay.
Because the sexual assaulter will just get their brains blown out.
Mm. By them?
Oh.
So the girls would be packing heat.
Right. Yeah.
When I heard carry,
only,
I heard...
So, I'm kind of paraphrasing what she's saying, but this is actually... There's, I went to, her website. You know how each politician, has websites. And just verbatim, she's just so the hot girls don't get, sexually assaulted. I'm like... Just the hot ones can carry guns? not...
Just go for the fat.
Not just women? Good. Not just...
Yeah, the ugly ones have.
There's so many things wrong with that.
So all that happened on Thursday.
Sure.
And then I was just like, holy crap, the internet's going to blow up about this stuff, as they rightfully should. And then it was just what color's the dress?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then people were just like, who cares what color the dress is? And then an hour later, I'd see those people on Facebook being like, it's blue! It's blue, god dang it! It's blue! And I'm like, blue, I thought you said, who cares?
So that was in 2 days? You had that many freakouts?
Yes. I was so infuriated by the stupid llamas and the stupid dresses when, actual things happened that day.
And then on Friday...
Here's the
Spock
question.
Died.
Spock died.
Yeah, it was just all that, and then...
When you see something where it's obviously what color is this? It's obviously a brain, tweezer, an optical illusion. It's obviously something around those lines. If somebody's saying it's this and somebody's saying it's this other thing, it's not a division for war.
Yeah,
everybody wants a reason to fight.
And they should have been fighting over...
there was plenty of reasons to fight.
No, I agree. I'm not saying it's wrong.
No, I saw it. I don't know about you, but I saw it. Tons and tons. It depends on how. I guess it depends on who you're friends with and how your feed is configured. But my feed was just nonstop, bitching about the.
Yeah.
Because it was I had one guy who's posting about, yes, thank God for net neutrality. And then, someone would get in that thread and be like, what? No, this is terrible. It's just good for the corporations and blah, blah, blah. And it's just what? You're an idiot. You do not understand.
You think net neutrality is the opposite of what it actually is?
Their argument was because they were like, well, the only reason this passed is because all the big corporations like Google and everything got behind it. And it's yes, that is true.
Right.
But in this case, that is also in our best interest.
Right.
So we should be thankful.
Yeah. They do think right. Do things right every once in a while.
No, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
They do things that are in their best interest that are also happen to be in our best interest.
Of course.
But, that said, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you see all of the responses? Verizon sent the Morse code letter back. It was so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, these laws are antiquated and they're regulatory and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Oh, because they were going to be out a bunch of money that they were going to
are the companies that it.
Yeah,
because now they can't rake the consumer over the coals as hard as they want.
Right, yeah, right.
Okay. Yep.
Anything else up your bone?
That was gonna be bad. No, that's
2 days of last week.
Yeah, I mean part of my viewpoint on that is skewed because at Friday when I went into work at campus, all the students were talking about was what color the dress was, and
oh,
it was
I
just
think
like
it's white and gold.
I basically snapped in class. I was like, stop talking about the god
blue
dang dress. Like, what happened in the news yesterday? And they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, you're the future.
Do you know there are some funny things I showed you Heroes of the Storm, Tyrael, the angel from Diablo, and he's wearing all this filigreed, like,
oh my gosh,
white.
It's abbreviated HOTS.
He's wearing all this, like, filigreed, like, sure. White, like, angelic armor with, like, gold filigree and everything on it.
Sure.
And they were, like, introducing new black and blue, or blue and gold, like,
oh my god.
Like, Tyrael, and it's just regular Tyrael.
Someone posted it on, I think it was on the Protectorate Facebook page, but it was the Vessel of Judgment, and then it was, I think it was a Conquest, and the Conquest was done in black and blue. And the Vessel was done in white and gold. It's like, can you tell the difference between these two huge base models? I was like, oh my god,
it's interesting though.
You gotta pull it into
so work. So much as time I hate wasted.
That, as much as I hate that, a lot of like there have been some interesting things coming out of it because like there's I saw some articles from like linked from some like news sites about why people are like so invested in it. And then there was one today that I was reading. I'm not sure if it's related. Like it's related, but I'm not sure if it was because of that. Like where they were talking about how they think that. There's this weird scientific theory that like blue was is a relatively recent concept in like,
right.
history. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I saw that. That blue hadn't been around until relatively recently.
That's like
in
a
time.
Theory that what? They have because if
let's
you look
not
at
call it
these,
a scientific theory.
Because if you look,
yeah,
let's
about
call
to
it
say.
A sociological.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm a social scientist.
No, keep going.
So
keep going. Keep
F
going.
You, buddy.
I want to hear.
I mean,
the rest
let's
of
yeah.
because
not,
if you look at all of these like. Historical societies, like none of them have words for blue, and the thought was just that like basically you know if they like the thought was basically like if you don't have a word for something then it makes it harder for your brain to perceive it, like mm-hmm. you kind of don't really like you like for instance this scientist was kind of curious about it, and so he was raising his daughter, and he never ever like he made like sure to like never ever mention how or what color the sky was, and then one day you know he asked her like what color is the sky, and she's like I don't know, colorless I guess, like she just never really thought of it. Like it's weird, like it is definitely like a social science like thing, and I don't know if there's you know it, like I have no idea if there's any merit to it or not, but it's somewhat interesting to think of. Like the big one was like they have this test where
so it's actually weird. Sorry, Chad. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Keep going.
No, no. Like, just because they were trying to come up with some kinds of studies or whatever to like just show that like perception is can be altered by sort of your culture and your
mm-hmm, absolutely.
And so they have this test where there's this like African tribe where they have very little like exposure to the color blue because it's a color that's not really naturally
right,
occurring,
right?
Except for the sky, I guess, and. They just have this like ring of squares of color squares, and it's like 12 color squares, and then they're all like identical shades of green, and then one of them is like a shade of blue.
Right.
And you look at it, and you're like, it's immediately apparent that you're just like, that's the blue one, that's the blue one, that's the blue one. Like it's absolutely
right.
immediately apparent. Apparently for us, but when they would show it to these this tribe, like half of like. Some of them would be able to tell the difference after looking at it for a very long time. A lot of them would just be incorrect. They'd be like, I don't know, they all look the same to me, mm-hmm. which is weird.
See, that's
and
really interesting.
They would do a different slide for them, which they showed in this article, with these like 12 or these like 11 shades of green and this one shade of green that like they have a word for that we don't. It's just green for us. Mm. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, yeah, those are literally all, like, identical shades of green. Like, they look exactly the same. And they're like, for these people, like, they can immediately point out the one different one, like, every single time, like, you know, without fail, like instantly. And it's just like, that's so crazy, like,
see, you know. That's really interesting, because from, like, a pure biological standpoint, when you're looking at, like, rods and cones, like, going from,
mm-hmm.
you know, a dog being bi to humans being tri to bees being four, and some humans actually will have
some humans are
four, two,
yeah, or two, three, or
bees
four.
Are
yeah.
more advanced than me. God,
yeah,
dang.
So like 25%
on lots of levels.
25% of humans
wings.
Have four.
Yeah, yeah. So like, I wonder how much of it is related to the number of cones or what
maybe.
Cones you have present. In your
well, I mean,
eyes.
There's also all these things like too. Like you've heard that we've heard that story. You know, you've probably heard a million times that you know Eskimos. I don't know the PC word for that. Inuits, I guess.
Inuits.
That
works.
They have like what, you know, 12 or 20 or something like that, different words for snow.
Right.
And we're like, it's snow. And they're like, what's this? And we're like, also snow. And they're like, no, you idiot.
It's wands.
Yeah. It's like, what's this? And we're like, it's also snow. And they're like, no, it's this. Like, it's all like a matter of
right.
perception and
society
and culture. And
yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting.
It is.
Krav is not impressed. He doesn't think it's very scientific.
No, my problem was you calling it a scientific theory.
I didn't call it a scientific theory. I called it a theory. I just said theory. Go back.
I mean, it's on there. That's why I said don't call it a scientific
theory. To the tape! No, I'm just checking.
Because of the stupid general public somehow thinks because of scientific theories have the word theory, it means what theory means in every single day life. Which is probably scientists' fault for calling things theories when they should just use a better term for it.
All right.
So pedantic.
I'll take it to mono.
Yeah. Well, when half of like the country is just illiterate in terms of scientific information.
Okay. But that shouldn't be on... That's not on us. That's on them.
Yeah.
Like, that shouldn't change the language we use as long as we're using it correct.
I don't use language correct. I'll straight up...
Nailed it.
I don't speak no English
correct. Oh, we all know that.
Like, not even close.
Excuse me, stewardess. I speak jive.
Please see episodes 1 through 50 of Miami to see how good Adam
Darren
speaks English.
Good old Darren Wraith.
Darren Wraith.
You could barely say the word seneschal the other day.
Seneschal.
Seneschal.
I mean, that sounds way cooler.
Yeah, right?
Seneschal.
Jake Quillen.
Jake Quillen.
Or
Balake.
Or there's my girl Makita.
I
did not forget about that.
I forgot about that.
Makita.
Makita. So instead of Makeda, he said Makita.
The keynote speech.
During the keynote speech.
Second
it
keynote.
It was Archichardon Makita.
Yeah, like yeah, Doug Seacat said Makita.
And then really just weirded like, out the name Archidon or whatever.
Yeah, he's like Archidomina Makeda.
Like he John Travolta Idina Menzel the crap out
like,
of
it.
I want to pull it up.
Because
like,
you just assume, like, you know, you saw the picture and you're like, oh, Makeda. But then, like, when he announces it.
Well, also, isn't she not Archidomina Makeda anymore? She's now Makeda in the Exalted Court.
Command a premium, and Supreme Archdomina Makeda is demanding more of them for the war front, so I'm sure there's some
He said Archdomina, like...
What?
Archdomina.
No.
He said Archdomina.
Wait, is she wearing a blue dress, or is she wearing a white dress?
Supreme Archdomina Makeda
is... He said Domina.
Yeah, Archdomina. No, I think he did say... He just enunciated it weird.
And Supreme Archdomina Makeda.
Yeah, it's just Archdomina.
He just says Domina.
He just says it weird, like he just.
But he says Makeda.
Yeah, he says Makeda. So? And Chad didn't. I don't even think.
No,
Chad
I didn't.
Heard the Makeda.
No, I didn't actually. Who's
too busy listening to the?
Whatever. No, it's true.
Archdomina.
Whatever. Her dress is gold and blue.
And blue.
Yeah.
I'm done with this podcast.
Makeda or Makeda?
Only took 51 episodes.
Makeda banana.
Makita Ben. Oh my God, she has the headdress.
Oh my God.
That mod needs to happen.
Someone needs to Photoshop that the sticker.
No, just mod.
You're like Colin. Turn your freaking Makita into a banana.
No,
I'm doing that.
No, that can be the like con exclusive skin.
Archdomina Chiquita.
just has like fruit on the top of her head.
Yeah,
I'm in.
And her swords could be like bananas.
Oh my God.
I'm all in. What's up?
No maracas.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's a banana, and she's holding maracas.
Well, she's not a banana.
No, she's a lady with
she's
fruit
got, like,
in her head.
She's the fruit. The Chiquita banana
oh,
lady.
Oh, she's
Chiquita
banana.
God, you are the worst.
Except it should just be Archdomina Chiquita or Makeda banana. Because I can't change the name of it. Because it will confuse players.
I could have sworn Coach McGurk from Home Movies had a banana tattoo. I thought it was a banana. Never mind.
Oh,
God, that show's so good.
Referencing old Adult Swim show.
Adult Swim is a Brandon, not Adult Swim. Brandon,
Home Movies,
dude,
Home
is,
movies is my favorite.
Home Movies is amazing.
Yeah, that show's amazing.
Home Movies. That's all I got.
Almost as good as Tim and Eric. Awesome show. Great job.
Mm-hmm.
Great job.
I actually like Home Movies
better. I like Home Movies better
because it's more consistent. Yeah, and you can actually just listen to it. You don't have to watch it.
The Home Movies is 100%
better. Phoebe will watch Home Movies with me. She won't watch
Tim and Eric.
Tim and Eric's a little too weird.
She's like,
that's because
you don't even have to watch.
It's because her tiny woman brain can't even comprehend Tim.
Wow.
Oh,
wow,
it's Borat. She straight up called me an 11-year-old child on Saturday.
Oh my god.
She's not wrong.
That's giving you a lot of credit, actually.
Yeah, she was like, I swear to God, I'm married to an 11-year-old child. Because we didn't go to Kansas City.
You should have just said, "Well, you're a pedophile," and then walked out.
You know, because we didn't go to Kansas City, I sat up and like sat and painted and studied and had cartoons playing like in the background all morning, like Teen Titans.
At 6 in the morning,
she walks out and she's like, "I swear to God, I'm married to an 11-year-old. You've done nothing but sit here, eat and paint and watch cartoons all morning.
Eat Captain Crunch and watch cartoons."
I was gonna say, "We're
perfect
cereal."
Right. Oh man, did you guys? I kind of, you know, who is it? Stu? Is it Stu that has the This Week on the Forums, like the What I Learned on the Forums?
Yep.
I want to start that, but for the Facebook groups. They're really bad.
It's just gonna be, the like Trollbloods and
the individual faction.
Oh yeah, Facebook Jesus groups. No. No.
I mean, Stu, you got to branch out because there's a lot of gold on this.
A lot of quotes there.
No.
A lot of. Yeah, I'm just gonna.
No.
We actually had some fun conversations.
The only time any guy ever comments on a girl's Facebook post is because they want her to suck their D.
Yeah, I know.
That's the only reason.
Do you mean like on Facebook in general or just in the War Machine groups?
Period, actually. So when you comment on your mom's Facebook post.
You know.
God, that Facebook thread was
that
so
gross.
Bad. By that reason,
he's been watching a lot of Game of Thrones. So.
Yeah, that is true.
Are there a lot of flating moms in that show?
There's a lot of awkward love triangle hexagons. I don't know. I just whatever. Show's awkward.
It's good.
It's the good kind of awkward.
For the next season, it's gonna be sweet.
Peter Dinklage is gonna ride a dragon. You were supposed to say apes.
Apes.
Yep.
Really?
Just try it.
That was amazing.
Try it.
Just great.
Look, I wasn't trying.
That
to
was
burp.
So much suspense.
I just had a burp, and I remembered.
Oh, friggin' dang!
Damn it!
No, you're supposed to say
no, Adam.
Is that different kinds of apes? You just say apes.
Just apes.
Chad, he can say it. Chad, he can.
No, this is gonna be great.
This is important, Fox.
Someone's gonna say chimpanzees, and then we can get them because those aren't apes.
Got them good.
If they say chimpanzees when they burp, I'll be very impressed.
If I can get a really long one, I'll
just
go baboon. Like, it's gonna be sweet.
No, it's gotta be
I'm
apes.
For it.
What if he says apes and then he says
what
baboon?
What if they say
grapes?
No, it's got to be apes. What if I say honest and then burp and say apes?
That's fine.
What
actually.
If I say jungle
That's
japes?
Actually, that might be better.
What if I say...
Right when you know a burp is coming, you're like, honest apes.
What is honest apes?
Like mean? Honest Abe, but a monkey.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Ape, not monkey.
Yeah.
Ooh, you're
what's her face?
The ape
to
community.
What kind of scientist are you?
What's her face? Yeah. Jane Goodall would just frown upon me, I guess. Yeah, what'd she
slap
do?
You right in the face.
Seriously, what did she do? I don't actually know.
She studied gorillas for a long period of time.
She looks at gorillas.
The great apes. And
she looks at gorillas.
Oh, was she... did James Franco play her in that Dawn of the Apes movie?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what...
Yeah, that's her entire contribution to science.
The end of the world. Man, she done messed up. Speaking of really bad movies that are coming out, how about Terminator
Genesis?
17,000? I don't know, what number are we on now?
That's the year. 17,000.
Rise of Machines, 4 with Salvation, those would be 5.
I just like how whoever plays Connor...
Emilia Clark.
Is different every single
time. Yeah.
Oh, there was literally going to be new actors?
Every movie.
Do you think that's bad?
I mean,
it's interesting.
Is she the same from 1 to 2?
1 and 2 was the same.
Yeah.
3 was... She had like there was video of her doing stuff, but it was her son, and then with like Claire Danes, and then Salvation, Never,
oh, no, I'm
never
talking about John Connor.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
John
about
Connor.
John Connor.
It's awesome. I thought you said Sarah Connor.
No, no, no. John Connor literally has not been the
same.
Well, yeah.
Well, at least the Terminator is consistent. The one that doesn't matter. Because they can literally just send whatever freaking robot back they want to.
Yeah.
But it's Arnold every stinking time.
They're like, no, it's got to be Arnold.
But it's super old Arnold in this
He made
one.
A connection to Arnold.
Is anyone just over it? Like they
and
can
in
make
Salvation. It was that weird CG Arnold.
They can make
right, and this is going to be the same thing.
They can make
they're new to CG Arnold. For
they can make infinite.
See Salvation? Are you serious?
It's okay. Yeah. You don't
it's
have
a
to
CG
see
Chad, young.
You
Arnold.
Don't need to see it because every Terminator is just the same thing. Like they're just like send them back in time to stop it all,
I'll
and then
back.
And then they're just like, wait, the machine sent back a Terminator. Oh crap! Like round two, let's do it again.
But the old
but this
ones,
time, go to a different point in time. And they're
the
like round three,
good,
different
though.
Point in time. Round four, they're just gonna keep going.
Turn
for
out
freaking
time
ever.
Travel doesn't work right.
Why didn't they just like go back in time to like before there were guns,
like the Wild West?
Yeah, no, there's guns in the Wild West. What are you talking about? I've seen Back to the Future Part 3. I know a little bit about the Wild West.
Yeah, you do.
You gather
he's
all your information.
Expert, okay.
Chad yeah. gathers all of his yeah. information about the Wild West on like Back to the Future and like movies.
Back to the Future yeah. Part 3.
Back to the Future.
Cowboys and
Blazing
Aliens.
Saddles.
Cowboys and Aliens. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cowboys and Aliens. Oh my god.
Is that that terrible movie with yeah. freaking James
yeah.
Bond and Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Cowboy Bebop. That's an old
Cowboy
West.
Cowboy Bebop.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's an old West anime.
The comic
right?
East of West.
Trigun is a little bit more Western.
Oh, Western Western World. Western World.
Water World?
No.
Mad Max.
They're just yelling things. The new Mad Max movie is awesome.
The new Mad Max movie
we'll
looks really sweet.
We'll
it looks really good.
No, no, no. It
we'll
looks
see.
Really good. I think that's because of the musical score that
yeah.
they use.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You put Vivaldi behind anything, it's going to
uh-huh.
make it sound amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be a guy just like, you know, making a hamburger.
Uh-huh.
With Vivaldi
yeah,
behind
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
oh, this is an epic burger.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to eat that
I
want to
eat that burger.
Didn't
I'm going to go see that this summer.
Didn't see Tina Turner. I hope she makes I'm just kidding.
I will
Did
punch
you, see?
You in the face, and I don't know when I'm going to stop.
They should make a Waterworld Part 2.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Where it's all dried up.
I actually did.
It's just the Waterworld, the desert.
Yeah. I actually did like Waterworld.
Let's start Kevin
Costner. I know a lot of people don't like Waterworld.
No. Do you see they're making a new Alien movie?
It'll be
yep.
CG Kevin Costner.
No, no.
Yeah, they're making a new...
That's good.
Yeah, it's apparently supposed to be in, like, the trilogy now, so it goes Alien, Aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Aliens Resurrection? No, Alien,
no,
Aliens.
Aliens 3.
Just, wait, no, it's Alien, Aliens, Aliens. That's just, I don't know the name of the third one.
It's Aliens 3,
Alien
3. I think.
Aliens 3.
No, and it's Alien spelled with a Z.
No.
Is that what the new yeah. one's going to be called?
I don't know. But apparently, like, Resurrection.
Alien 3, they were on, like, a mining ship or, like,
yeah.
something random.
It was, like
is
a
it going to be Alien
9?
Yeah, yeah.
But he said this one was going to completely erase 3 and Resurrection from the canon.
Yeah, that's not true.
What about Prometheus?
That's what he said it was going to.
Yeah. And then the next day, it was like, just kidding.
Is really? It actually Ridley Scott? Yeah.
No,
no,
it's Neil Blomkamp, the guy who did District 9 and that Chappie movie, and Elysium.
I never seen all those other two, but I liked District 9.
All yep. those movies are like the
yeah.
same.
They are, and they always have Shalito Copley. Shalito Copley's going to show up somewhere in this Aliens movie.
It's
like, I can't make a movie without
him. He also did Chappie.
So this new Alien movie is going to be basically just about apartheid?
I actually
probably.
Hope. I hope prawns show up in it. Can we also start like insulting people,
really
calling them
movie?
Prawns? Just be like...
No, I already
no.
saw Ninja Turtles.
What?
I'm okay.
No, we can't.
Did you Why?
It wasn't as bad as I
this
thought.
This last weekend,
it
I finally.
Have you not seen it? It really, like, don't get me wrong.
Conversations going.
I thought it was going to be bad.
What?
But it was not as bad as I thought.
No,
it
was
going to be
was straight up awful.
What?
Maybe?
The
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Wow, you guys saw that?
Yeah. I finally saw that this weekend.
All right, let's go start our
the
own podcast.
Michael
let's
Bay
break
one?
The table.
Yeah, the Michael Bay one.
Let's get a divider.
Yeah, let's get a
cardboard divider.
It was bad, but I was expecting, like. All right, let's podcast before we talk about this movie.
When we were watching. I can't remember what it was, but there was a preview for that movie during a movie that we were all at, and I was sitting right next to Colin. I think it was Guardians.
It was probably
Guardians.
And after the preview, like, there's this point, I can't even remember what it was in the preview, but there was this point where they were, like, being quintessential turtles, and it just got to me, because I was just like, because I love those characters so much.
Yeah.
Even
they were eating pizza.
With Michael Bay.
Yeah.
And them looking like terrible, horrible mutant like
yep.
creatures.
Yeah.
Like not like good mutant creatures, like they're supposed to be like awful
yep.
mutant creatures.
Yeah, they were just like the Transformer. They just
Splinter was
there was
the
still
worst.
A moment where they were like like smacking each other. I don't remember.
Yeah. They were eating pizza.
I started laughing. I was just like, and then Colin, like, he just slowly, he's like to the side of me, and he just did one of these. He was just like,
I think I remember that.
He's like the Velociraptor in Jurassic Park that just slowly turns its head.
Yeah. And I was just like, shut up, Colin. I like turtles. God damn it.
Exactly. And I was really, I was very, like, super low expectations for the film, and it 100% delivered.
I mean, it was better than Turtles in Time.
Wait, you liked it?
That game was amazing.
No, I had the movie.
It delivered on super low expectations.
Oh.
And, but there were parts of it that I did kind of enjoy nostalgic-wise. Like, I kind of forgot a few things about the mythology, and they played to it. And I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool.
But I just, because I love that, like, that's such... That's probably the biggest slice of my childhood.
Yeah.
Shredder's
like, I never got into Transformers, and I never got into a lot of... But, like,
I was Transformers and Ninja Turtles, but Turtles was about it.
I had, like, a ton... Like, I probably had, you know, $500 worth of turtle toys, like, over... Accumulated over, like, 5 years of Christmases and stuff.
I had a ton of turtle
birthdays
toys.
And
I was a
We had the blimp. The blimp was legit.
Yeah.
Like,
I was...
It was the van. Yeah. I liked the van a lot.
I had the guy that could shoot pizzas... Out of his chest.
There was like a whole like, line of them. Like, they were like little spring loaded. Like,
the mecha.
Did you have the ones
really
that could
good?
Like transform?
Uh huh. Yeah,
into
I had.
The,
yep.
Like,
yep.
Pre.
Those were really old school.
They're also gigantic.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
Were, like, oh man.
I was a street.
I had the ones
you're
where
welcome,
you could, I had the ones where you could push their heads
street
down and they could like
street sharks.
Sure.
And then they would like
actually have a toy.
Like pop their head. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's just do a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles podcast.
Done.
What?
All right.
I feel like you wasted all the...
Okay, so Eastman and Laird originally made the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And surprise, all the bandanas were red.
They were all red. All of them.
You could not tell which one was which other than
the weapons
they were using.
The weapons, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Also, they didn't originally have all of the... Yeah,
And Casey Jones was like the Punisher. He would straight up murder people.
Also, Shredder wasn't really like their true villain. Like, no. He was kind of a chump. Like, they got rid of him in like the first story arc.
It's true.
I was going to say something about a new movie coming out.
New Street Sharks
movie. Oh, yeah, got it. I am, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of blowback from the listeners because they're all a bunch of nerds, but I saw like the first preview for the Ant-Man movie in theaters.
Sure.
I'm out.
You're just out?
I'm just out.
Were you ever
just
in?
Like not really.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't
he's
think
one
so.
Of the super.
It's like an Ant-Man.
Like some of the superheroes are just like the Wonder Twins are just like, what the hell happened?
Hey Teddy, how small are you? Give us me an inch. Yeah. I'm about 6 inches. That's perfect. Perfect.
What?
It's Tiny Dancing Man. Yeah. Ted Danson. Yeah.
Oh okay.
Oh, is that Tim and
Eric? Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Where they shrink down Ted Danson into.
How am I going to pay my bills? We'll get you a tiny checking book.
Yeah. I don't get
I don't,
I don't get
I
don't,
it.
No, my,
I just
this
don't,
is the only thing with Ant-Man. Is I don't know if he's... I don't know if Ant-Man can carry a movie by itself.
Well, ants... ants
character is terrible.
Well, no,
he,
ants
he
can
definitely
carry
a movie by himself.
If it's tiny.
Yeah, ants can
yeah,
carry
ants can
20
carry, like,
20
pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, wow. Nerds! My fear is we're going to get a Punisher... level movie
with an Ant-Man.
With an Ant-Man. No, but remember,
oh, you mean really, really bad?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about. Do you remember how bad the Punisher movies were?
Yeah,
they were as bad as Ghost Riders.
They were
actually
worse.
They were equal.
Thomas Jane one wasn't that.
Look,
I could tolerate. I could tolerate.
That's a hard thing to say.
I could tolerate that one. I could tolerate that.
You were like choking it out.
No.
I've seen that Punisher, and I've seen the first Ghost Rider movie. The first Ghost Rider movie was so bad.
Yeah.
There was nothing there.
So here's the issue, is like the Ghost Rider character background story and like powers are kind of cool.
Right.
Ant-Man is an Ant-Man.
This is the second.
It's pretty.
This
bad.
Is the second Ant-Man, so it's not like Hank Pym.
I just mean like
a thief. So it's a heist movie. That's the thing that they're billing it as.
I know.
It's
small.
They're trying
and
to do,
steal stuff.
Like all the Marvel movies are trying to come out and trying to be different kinds of like genre movies as they go through them.
Yeah.
Things like, you know,
so
Captain
this is
America
how
was like a retro
kids.
Movie. There was a heist movie. There was going to be. Like a bunch of different kind of stuff. They were talking about that with Joss Whedon with Age of Ultron because Ant-Man is going to be in that, and that they were going to use him for like these like semi crime heist sections of that movie.
Yeah.
Because that's primarily what the Ant-Man movie was going to be. So I think just from the standpoint of a really sweet sci-fi heist movie, it might be decent. You can't just go in and say, like, this is going to be an Avengers movie. No, it's not. That character doesn't do that. Like, he's just, you know.
I'm probably just turn off completely by it because it's just super lame.
Okay.
I want, for the same reason that, like, they're
just
like,
don't go.
They're like, yeah. An Aquaman movie. I'm like, we've already run out of DC characters.
Maybe Nick would enjoy it more if he were also an ant.
If I were an ant, I would love that movie. I feel like the Punisher needs to get released back to Marvel, and that he needs to be cast as Denzel Washington.
No, I'm just the bug. I'm just the bug.
100%. I think that Marvel needs to be released. The Punisher needs to be released back to Marvel, and that he needs to be cast and put in this Avengers universe as Denzel Washington.
I can see that. Sure. That'd be good.
Whoa. Reimagine
even
the Punisher
at
as a black guy, even at his current age.
Oh, man.
Punisher,
they've already
Denzel
done that.
Washington, done,
yeah.
Go.
What's that like, Nick Fury?
Also Kingpin, but Kingpin. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that
Thor is a
woman. That Daredevil movie was way worse. Than
oh, my God. I forgot
I'm
about
sorry,
that.
I'm Ghost sorry. Rider I'm really
wait,
sorry.
Wait,
yeah,
Electra.
No, you're absolutely right, though.
Oh, my God.
You're absolutely right, because
I
also saw
I actually forgot those movies existed.
It's because they were so bad.
Well, they just released pictures of Vincent D'Onofrio.
Did you say
King
Catwoman? Did you say Catwoman?
Oh, my God.
No, not,
stop talking.
That's DC. That's not
Marvel. Yeah, I know, but it's a really bad movie.
All of these movies existed.
I actually think Catwoman was the worst movie out of like every
yeah, it won, like,
superhero movie that's
Razzies
ever
that
been
year.
Made.
And Halle Berry showed up to the award ceremony and accepted all of the Razzies for
I mean,
Catwoman.
When you do that,
like,
you
well
put
done.
It
that's
to.
Nice.
Oh my God.
Yeah, just bring back terrible memories. I don't think I've ever seen the Catwoman.
I watched parts of it. It was real bad.
I think I remember
watching the Ark of the Covenant.
That. I think I remember.
yes.
His face has only just gotten back into shape after several surgeries and reconstructions.
Just, whatever you do, don't open your eyes!
Just close it.
How good. I'm not going to lie.
Holy crap.
If it would have been Michelle Pfeiffer, though, I so would have seen that movie like 100 times.
What is it with Michelle Pfeiffer? Like, honestly, like, it's...
I think Halle Berry's hotter than
I don't think Michelle Pfeiffer...
Do you remember Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman, though?
No.
Yeah.
In
the Penguin Batman.
It should have been.
Oh, I hated those Batman.
Yeah. In regards to the movie Catwoman, it would not have worked.
It
would
have been way better if they had used Betty White.
Yeah, right.
Oh, she's so, like,
yeah.
I mean, it probably would have been a better movie because it would have just been hilarious.
Were you going to say what's with Michelle Pfeiffer and all the songs?
Yeah, all these songs have been using her name, like, some sort of standard of, like, gold standard of attractive white women. And I don't understand where it's coming from. It's in that Uptown Funk song.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Yeah.
Riptide.
Riptide.
Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman is the second autocomplete option.
Hey, well, there you go.
Thanks, Google. You know.
I was just weird, like, how many songs are mentioning her by name that are all hits right now, and it doesn't make any sense.
Scarlett Johansson is, like,
way
probably, like, the hottest woman alive.
I never really found Michelle Pfeiffer that attractive.
And all the young kids are like, who's Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're, like, trying to spell it. They're like, F-I-F.
They just spell, like, FIFA.
Oh, soccer.
The World Cup.
Wait, this isn't right.
I mean, this is...
I mean, and the thing is, that was right at the height of, like, my pubescence. Like, I should have been way into her, but I was not.
I'm not really feeling it, actually.
No.
She was smoking. I'm sorry.
I'm talking about my penis when I say feeling it.
She was smoking.
Well, your hands aren't anywhere near your penis
like,
right now,
there
so
was
no.
Something on my Facebook page was talking about who is more attractive, Kat Denning or Christina Hendricks. And the first thing down below was like this 1940s pulp comic of this guy like holding his hand, and it's got like this radiation coming out. He's like, "Must not fap." Oh, that's perfect.
I mean, it's Christina Hendricks,
right? 100%,
like
all
half
the way.
He's like,
Kat Dennings is very nice.
She says, "Respond to this with brunette bombshell or ginger goddess." Like ginger goddess. Yeah.
I feel like half of that gold that Lance just said,
yeah,
did not get recorded because he talked. This
or was it really like? Is it
it's, really, it's really like.
Oh, so
you're gonna hear it later.
So animated.
You're gonna hear it later when you go to edit it. And you're gonna be like, what
was I doing?
I'm sorry. Microphone? Anne Hathaway is a way hotter Catwoman than Michelle Pfeiffer.
Agree
to disagree.
2 minutes of free.
Oh my God, we have to stop.
Whenever you guys are ready,
this should just be our podcast. Like
Olivia Munn should be the new Catwoman.
I don't really like Olivia Munn.
It's because you're racist.
I know.
Josh Max's ears just perked up, and he's now running to this location to slap you in the face.
Like, yeah,
I'll kill you.
He's just going to show up in that window with a knife.
Okay, Chad, I have to give you this. If you look at Michelle Pfeiffer, Catwoman, and you look at any of these stills, it does not do it justice. You have to watch
it. I don't care. There's no effing way I'm watching that movie.
What?
Like, you try and make me.
I kind of want to.
You try.
Let's do it now.
The Covenant. It's got Christopher Walken in it.
It's also got Batman nipple armor.
No, not the second one.
Not the second one. That's 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Definitely don't watch 3 and 4.
You guys are keeping terrible.
Stop.
You guys are keeping tabs.
That is my favorite thing about the Glacier King is going to be like doing Mr. Freeze jokes. Yeah. Trying to play with him.
I was saying that.
Yeah, you gotta do that every time you advance and do this breathe breath. It's
so much better.
Since everyone,
I'll just be by your table doing it for you. Yeah.
It will help if you have aviators. Actually, you should just bring a soundboard of Mr. Freeze, on your tablet and just play them every time.
He's like, all right,
the
and I'm gonna
age.
Do.
Like, take it back to the Ice Age.
God.
Yeah,
what killed the
dinosaurs. I also forgot those stupid
the Batman and Robin.
I did not forget about those.
Batman Forever.
All right, we're done.
More like Batman for never.
Oh, got him.